This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Tom Brady, obviously, and then Jim asked him about those two individuals and what that means for their season. Host night coming up, injury himself, hopefully be able to go here in week two of the season.
One thing to note, though, when you're in the NFL, it's almost like the offense and defense are separated. So Kyle Vandermosh may not know a whole lot about Vince Young and the situation. I think it's one of those deals. You don't see those guys a lot. It's not like you go ones against one and you hang out with those guys. No, you're in different meetings. You're in different parts of the complex for most of the time. And yeah, they're on your team, but it was kind of a separation there of powers.
Of course, both former Huskers. Will also catch up with former Husker Steve Warren, who's now the head coach of the Omaha Beef and has started the Dream organization. He'll tell us a little bit about that, what's going on with the Beef and some playing days. Of course, he was a guy that got to play with Brett Favre with the Packers. So the quarterbacks are in the news, and we're trying to bring you all the information. That's not all today. Hal Mumme is going to join us, the head football coach from New Mexico State. They're coming in to take on the Huskers this week, and we'll be able to see what's going on with New Mexico State. That's coming up at about 12:15 this afternoon, our special extended two-hour show here going on at Husker Harvest Days. Also, Bob Jensen will chime in to give us a look at week two of high school football season. We've already had quite a few upsets, Daddy, early on in the season and some surprises, so we'll see how that all plays out and what that means for this week and the rest of the season.
Well, I think, really, we're just excited to be here, Doug, because Dinah Grill here on Seed Row, lot 1131, if you're headed over, stop by and see us. We're going to do a two-hour show today, kind of an extended version for these guys. They're good to us throughout the year and try and help them out here at Husker Harvest Days. I don't know why you'd go to any other place than Dinah Grill, lot 1131. You see what they've got to offer, and it's really second to none.
Isn't it just amazing, though, the growth of Husker Harvest Days? We're out here again this year. This is day two of three. Heard there was just outstanding crowds yesterday, good crowds today already, and we expect obviously good crowds tomorrow. The weather, well, it's not too hot. It's not actually raining, but it is damp, very humid. Obviously a chance maybe for a lot of the farmers. It's still a little early to get in the field and start doing what they want to do, and this is perfect time to come out to Husker Harvest Days, and we invite you to do so, if not today, tomorrow. It's just amazing how large Husker Harvest Days has gotten, and there's everything from seed corn to farm implements to cooking to, I think maybe somewhere they're selling Big Buck Hunter.
I saw a horse. I don't know what the horse was doing here, but he was here.
He was not pulling a carriage.
No, he was not pulling a carriage. Did see a horse, so that was exciting to start our morning out.
We're still open for all your emails to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, you have to spell out the word and. That's A-N-D for all those who don't plant Dyna-Grow. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper inbox, we'll get to that. And Tony, I guess one of the great places to start today is the Husker football press conference from yesterday. Bo Pelini speaking for about 20 minutes and had some questions to answer, and really, as we aired that for you yesterday and spoke just a little bit after it was over, two or three things that, they were not afraid to ask Bo, and Bo, even though didn't want to answer him, he composed himself, and I go right to the last press conference yesterday.
Just got a dead start right off.
I don't know. In the, right at the very end, what was any questions, and why did you Kevin off the team and look at back on both with a similar record? In fact, just the lackluster record. Kevin Dixon actually was charges dropped, where Andy Christensen, who had a more serious charge, was found not guilty, but still has two misdemeanors that he will be sentenced on. And the first thing he said is, I'm not going to talk about that. And then, kind of caught himself thinking, well, here's the deal. We've went through this before. I told you how I'm going to handle these situations. This is how we're going to handle the situations. They were two totally different situations. And again, media and general public still need to know, coaches aren't going to tell you everything that happened. And from what we understand, and Coach obviously went on to say this, is that Kevin Dixon actually had more things go on than what came out in the public. And Andy Christensen, first offense, obviously, again, as we said yesterday, whether you believe he was guilty or not, he was found not guilty, and he's pleaded guilty to the two misdemeanor charges, and we move on from there.
Yeah, I think seeing an instance of one instance, and obviously with Kevin Dixon, there were things happening behind the scenes. We don't know what those were, and I believe there were three different instances with police that were involved with Kevin Dixon, and I think there were probably some other things behind the scenes there were violations of team rules, not maybe necessarily with the code of conduct, with what the law has to say, but team rules that were violated with Kevin Dixon. So several different incidences led to Kevin Dixon's dismissal, where there was one poor decision-making night for Andy Christensen.
And as he said, multiple number of offenses. Pelini called the situations different and noted that Dixon had, quote, a multiple number of offenses, and that's why this was a lot different. But also, something that I find interesting, every week to the media, the university will send out all the quotes, the questions and the quotes from the press conference, unless there was some joking or whatever. But that question is not included on the script from the University of Nebraska. That was the last question of the press conference and was not put on the script.
Well, and I think obviously they tried to wrap up the press conference before that question got asked. Keith Mann stepping forward and saying, guys, any more questions, trying to wrap things up. And I don't know if Keith Mann had a vibe that something bad was coming or something uncomfortable. I guess, you know, Coach Pelini doesn't probably particularly enjoy Tuesdays. There's something else he'd rather be doing for that press conference.
Well, let's face it, it's so much different. I'll get back to that in a moment. He's got to do it. He's got to do a pregame for the radio. He's got to do the postgame press conference. Then on Monday, he's got Big 12 press conference. He's got the Bo Pelini show on television after the game. He's got the Tuesday press conference. There's three times a week that after practice he has to talk to the press. The other times assistant coaches talk to the press. So, I mean, they're there. They can hammer him five straight days if they want on the same question. But getting back to that particular issue, I thought Coach Pelini handled it perfectly. He handled it perfectly. He didn't say, I'm not going to talk about it, period. He went on and explained, and now if something again comes up on this, he can say, listen, fellas, we've been down this road. There's nothing more I'm going to tell you. I told you what I'm going to tell you. I've issued a statement. There's nothing more to tell you.
Yeah, I think if you go back into the press conference, Doug, and we can break down every question if we wanted to, but the running back situation is interesting because a lot of people, three different running backs getting carried. Now, a lot of people think, you know, Coach Pelini saying, hey, we're going to go with the hot guy. Well, a lot of people coming back at him saying, well, it's tough to get hot when you can't get into a rhythm because you're not in there long enough. Can you explain that? And I think that gets a little bit frustrating for the coach. I think if somebody would be able to pop a couple good plays. And I think one thing that Coach Pelini knows is, hey, any time in the Big 12 conference, and you get into conference play, and it doesn't matter if you're playing a Big 12 or you're playing in the SEC, those guys get hit. They can't be in there for 30 carries a game because they won't be around for more than one or two games because of the pounding, they can't take it. So you need to divide up those carries. You need to go, and it's great to have a deep, stable running back. And Nebraska has that luxury right now. And a lot of people think that Roy Helu is making strides. And you got to remember, and this goes back to last night's Big Red wrap-up show, I thought Steve Stipple made a great point. He was all with Mitch Sherman and a rival newspaper's kind of but they basically agreed on everything, so they didn't fight or anything. But you were doing volleyball. But Stipple's just basically saying about that, you need to get the right guy into the right situation. Helu stepping up and kind of breaking away.
Can I say something about Roy Helu? I don't see what everybody else is seeing. Okay, I just want to make that point right now. I don't see that Roy Helu is our best running back.
They go back to spring football and where they documented Bo Pelini basically going out of his way to bring up Roy Helu and what a phenomenal player he was, what a great athlete he was, showing great strides in the spring. Well, you get back to the fall of this year, those guys saying, hey, how much of the fall did Roy take a step backwards because he was missing practice time, number one, and when he did get back to practice, the green jersey was on him. He was no contact. He did not get hit. That put him behind Marlon Lucky. Now he's just kind of regaining that form and stepping back to the forefront again.
Well, when it comes to that, I think that's a very valid point. But again, is Bo Pelini answering questions that need to be asked of Sean Watson? I know Bo Pelini's the head coach. He said all along, I will keep an eye on the offense. He is the defensive guy. Do these questions need to be asked of Sean Watson?
You know, I'm sure they're going to pounce
on the offense.
He is running the offense, but I think Bo Pelini, I think from what we understand, everything. You want to talk to Sean Watson sometime other than after practice, one of the 2 days he's available a week? That all goes through Bo Pelini before Sean Watson. Sean, you don't just, Keith Mann doesn't go to Sean Watson and say, they'd like to talk to you in Scottsbluff, Nebraska. No, that goes through Bo Pelini, and it goes. So I think Bo Pelini's more than happy to answer those questions and wants to head them off first.
Well, again, if you're going to play three running back, then you've got that three-headed monster. But as you said, somebody's got to step up and play. You've got to do it collectively or find Marlon Lucky. They're calling different plays for the different running backs too, Tony. And I think that's one thing that maybe that's the reason why everybody is falling in love with Roy Helu Jr. I believe it's because he's the youngest one. And I say this about Husker fan every time. Husker fan always thinks the new guy is the best. Marlon Lucky was the best until he became a junior and a senior. Now he's no longer the best. We want to see the young guy. It's always that way. It's that way with the quarterback. It's that way with the running back. It's that way with the lineman. It's that way with the wide receivers. Everybody wants to see Niles Paul, even though Nate Swift and Todd Peterson are doing very, very well. Everybody wants to see Niles Paul. I mean, everybody's better. Everybody's better. Let's get rid of that young guy is always the best, because that is so far from the truth, it's laughable.
Well, Marlon Lucky and Roy Helu, I believe, have much the same running style. Now, Quinn Castillo, he's more of that power back. He's more of the third and a yard and a half, third and two guy. You're going to hand it off over the right side, and he's going to knock you down and get 2.5 yards when you need two. I think that's the basic difference in those running backs. Now, do they all have their place? Absolutely. But I think it is important for them to step in and get a little bit of a rhythm going and look forward to a little bit of continued success. I think there's a little bit of a yin and yang effect when, okay, Roy, go in there. You're in there for two plays. Okay, you sit for two series. I don't think you can get into any kind of rhythm at all doing that.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show, special extended edition today from Husker Harvest Day, Seed Corn Row. We're at the Dyna Grill Building, lot 1131. Can't miss it. Come stop by, say hi. Glad to talk to you. Love to see what's going on. Can't talk to you live at the moment, but we'd love to say hi and greet you and come on in and see the gang here and see what Dyna Grill can do for you. That's what Husker Harvest Days is all about as you get ready for next planting season. Again, coming up in just a moment, we are going to catch up with our first guest of the day, Russ Hochstein of the New England Patriots, of course, a television superstar that he is.
Out of
Hardington, Hardington Cedar Catholic, Husker. And now with the New England Patriots. And, both of the NFL guys that we're going to talk to that are currently playing in the NFL, Kyle VandenBosch and Russ Hochstein, found a second chance with a new team in the NFL, and it really has it really flourished their career, and they contributed to, right now, the Patriots, a winner, and the Titans trying to be that winner and making strides with that win last week. And if Kerry Collins could come in and get things done here for a little while, Tennessee's already beaten Jacksonville. Indy didn't look very good. Who knows? Houston's already out of the equation. Everybody thought that was going to be something, and they looked pretty horrible against Pittsburgh, and maybe Pittsburgh's the best team in the AFC. I don't know.
Well, how bad does Cincinnati look last week? And now Tennessee goes to Cincinnati, and you would think, would it just be Jacksonville? They should be able to, whether they've got Vince Young or not, be able to take care of business. And that's not always the case.
That's why we like to pay attention to Vegas, because you go, oh, man, they have to be a huge favorite. This team has... You told me something interesting. I had not seen this line. But Washington, who looked horrible against the Giants, they have their home opener this week. They're actually a pick'em with the New Orleans Saints, who many people think can win their division and look very good and beat Tampa Bay in one of the best, if not the best, game on Sunday.
Yeah, I saw that last night, Doug. Also saw that this Vegas insider information here that says Tom Brady is a one player that means double digits. Double digits when you're talking about the point spread. Las Vegas was ready to make the New England Patriots a 7-point favorite against the Jets. The Jets are 3-point favorites. That's 10 points in which Tom Brady controls the spread. The only other one with even close to that, they said, was Peyton Manning, who makes a 7-point difference. If he's not available, obviously, if the Colts are favored by 7, that game goes to even without him. And I thought that was interesting to know the two players, that was the only two listed that have that big of an impact. You know, you think that Drew Brees, you think Tony Romo might have some impact. Well, it's below 7, people. So it's those are the two that control the most. And obviously Tom Brady now for the year. And you see the Jets favored at home versus the New England Patriots.
I'm asking for a little insight right now, Daddy. I know your college and pro picks are coming up on Friday. Will you be picking the Patriot-Jet game?
No.
Okay, so who you got?
Well, I'm going to take the Jets at home. I think Brett Favre, obviously, Matt Castle, has not started a game since high school. High school did not start one in college.
Patriots. Patriots. I can't believe the overreaction to this. They did beat the Chiefs, but again, I don't think that was because of the. I don't think they looked as poor as you would think just because of the quarterback.
At home, bad call in the end zone. They beat them by a lot. Yeah,
I didn't say they beat them by a lot. What are you supposed to do in the NFL? Win. That's right. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Or you can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. To the Dan Popper inbox. Derek back in studio. Hey, good morning, Derek.
How's it going, guys?
Well, hey, we're enjoying a beautiful day here. A little overcast, a little windy, but beautiful facility here at 1131 Seed Corn Road, the Dynagrow building. What do you got for us at the studios? Are you smiling that nobody's talking about your Buffalo Bills now?
No, not really. They're going to clean up this weekend at Jacksonville, and when they're 2-0, then maybe they'll get some respect.
Derek, maybe you can help me out, but Jacksonville traded a defensive lineman.
Yeah, Marcus Stroud.
There you go, Marcus Stroud to the Buffalo Bills. Well, right now there's only two out of the top six offensive linemen available for the Jacksonville Jaguars coming into this game. And he, Marcus Stroud, is looking to have a monster game up the middle for the Buffalo Bills and to see if the Bills can continue kind of the momentum they started last week.
Well, it's a special edition of the Doug and Daddy Show live from Husker Harvest Days. If you're in the area, stop by and see us. If you're headed this way, stop by and see us. And if you were thinking, well, I'll go tomorrow, no, go today as well, and then come out and see us anyway at the Dynagrow building here, 1131, lot 1131, here on Seed Corn Row.
Is anybody in school? That's what I want to know.
That is funny because the bus lot absolutely packed with school buses from around the state of Nebraska, from the northeast to the southeast. Had some kids from Syracuse, I believe it was, that drove up on their own come to Husker Harvest Days today that we talked to a little bit earlier, but they're all over the place, and that's just today. That's just today. I don't know if this is the day that the schools picked to come here, but that's just today. More, I'm sure, coming up tomorrow. Hey, when we come back, we say we've got a lot of guests coming your way. New Mexico State head football coach Hal Mummy will join us live. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. Then we're going to talk to some former Huskers, Kyle Vandenbosch, Steve Warren, and when we come back, Russ Hochstein from the New England Patriots on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
Hey, all you farmers out there, are you listening? I know a lot of you are still irrigating, but before you know it, it'll be time to hit the fields for harvest, and the last thing you want to worry about is your ATV breaking down. So get into Kearney Yamaha now. Let their service department guys make sure your ATV is working as hard as you'll be this fall. And be sure to check out the lineup of new 2009 Yamaha ATVs. There's no need to wait until after harvest with Kearney Yamaha's Buy Now, Pay Later program. Going on right now on all new Yamaha ATVs. So what are you waiting for? Get into Kearney Yamaha today before harvest. Kearney Yamaha, years of experience and huge selection. Just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft. ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Hi folks, this is Darrell Walter, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelke Heating and Air today.
Face it, guys, just going to the gym won't give you the body you want. You need a nutritional plan. GNC of Kearney and Hastings has your plan, featuring the new Weibolic Extreme 60 Protein, sports vitamins and VitaPacks, plus amplified creatine, glutamine, and every other essential product for your body enhancement needs. And ladies, don't think we've forgotten you. We have a wide array of beauty and healthcare products as well. And when you make your purchase with a GNC Gold Card, you save 20%. GNC, Hastings and Kearney. Face it, guys, without GNC's help, you'll just be
the little man in the gym.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Kansas City Royals, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation at 1460 and 1550 AM.
There is a certified chiropractic sports physician in the house. Good news if you're an extreme sports athlete. Dr. Carey of Carey Chiropractic is there for you. With additional training in sport and sport-like injuries, Dr. Carey can help heal those ailments brought on by extreme sports and hard work. With the added board certified sports physician designation, Dr. Carey will treat and prescribe proper training programs and schedules to further reduce the risk of unwanted injuries. To lose the pain, get back in the game and call Dr. Carey now. 398-2255 and let the healing begin.
We'll see lingering clouds and some partial sun developing across the area as we head through the day today with a slight chance for a shower or storm developing. Highs reach about 77 with south winds of 15 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a possibility of isolated showers and storms at a low at 61. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
Doug and Daddy Show back from Husker Harvest Days at Lot 1131 on Seed Corn Road. Coming up in just a couple of moments, we're going to catch up with Russ Hochstein, the former Husker, playing with the New England Patriots. He's been hurt, though, Daddy, right away this season.
Yeah, not a lot of guys.
Yeah, that's not good. And that was like a six-week injury. I'm going, isn't that like the end of everything? Good Lord. I wouldn't want to see that at all, but he's getting better, and it looks like he thinks he's going to be ready to go here in no time. So I guess we'll see what happens with the Russ, and we will talk to a Russ Hochstein here in just a couple. But again, Daddy, two other things that we're touching on here is we're at a special edition at Dynagrow's building here, Lot 1131. Don't forget, you can check things out at dynagrowseed.com. It's Dyna. dyna-grow-seed.com. dyna-grow-seed.com. Again, Hal Mummy expected to join us at around 12:15 as we're going extended here as we are live on location from Husker Harvest Days. But you were making fun before the show today, Dad. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm just kind of following up on Hal Mummy. There's a lot of different directions you can take this interview because, well, the defense, they run a 3-3-5, which is, I think there's a reason that not a lot of people run it because they've had troubles in the past. That's the bad news. The good news is Mike Leach was an assistant offensive coordinator with Hal Mummy, three of the places Hal Mummy had been. They run almost exactly the same offense as Texas Tech. So just talking about the offense that many people, as far as sitting down and talking offensive, a lot of people are excited at, because obviously with what Mike Leach has been able to do, now Mike went to Texas Tech. They run a lot of no-back sets. Now, that's not the case with New Mexico State. But we'll talk to him about that and see what he has to say about maybe getting that defense back to where they can at least be a little bit respectable because they were bad.
But Hal, not quite as strange as Mike Leach, right?
No, I think Hal's a lot more even-keel than Mike Leach. We're not going to talk about Pirates or anything with Hal Mummy.
Hey, don't forget to email the Dent Pumper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com or 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. As we are here at Husker Harvest Days and speaking with one of the guys that knows how to sell seed, Lauren Kaiser from Dynagrow. Hi, Lauren.
How you guys doing?
Day two. I heard you guys have been extremely busy on day one, and it's psychotic today.
Yeah, it's going to get busy here pretty quick. But I want to start off by saying it is just an honor to have you two gentlemen in this building. I mean, look good, sound good. Love having you.
A lot of work went in this morning being here today. Thanks for the copy and roll. Sure appreciate that.
No problem. We actually were doing a lot of stuff for our customers today. Any of our customers come over here, come on back, come through the building, talk to some of the guys. We'll have a little lounge in the back. We can I got some stuff for you over here, so we might
I can smell some of that stuff. It's cooking good, the old VIP area.
Oh, we got to take care of them. Got to take care of the people that take care of us.
Dynagrow's really expanded over the last couple of years. I see some Micogen. I see some DeKalb. You guys kind of gobbling up some stuff and making more just more money going into genetics and what have you, making the bigger and better product.
Yeah, we're really starting to run with a lot of stuff. You know, we're still running pretty hard with our Dynagrow lineup. You know, that's the first push out the field, and we're seeing a lot of performance, a lot of good stuff out of that. But, you know, there were some tough areas, especially right around here, a lot of hail, a lot of drowned out corn, but it's fighting through and it's looking pretty good.
Of course, you got your test plot out back, but when we were here last year, there's still Dynagrow, a lot of people view as a new company. Tell us a little bit about what has happened here in the last year. You guys have won some awards. You've shown that you've got the best product out there. What's transpired here this last year?
Basically, we're starting to have, you know, such good performance in the field and stuff. We're starting to expand little by little. We're hiring new guys. You know, we're going to have more guys hitting the ground. Should be in your area. You know, people are—they're planting, they're giving it a try, and they're just—we're just growing. We've grown a lot faster than we thought we would. It's really starting to hit the country.
Lauren, BT Triple is one of the reasons you're growing. A lot of things go into that, but it all comes out with higher yield potential, and that's what you're seeing in the field, and that's what I'm excited about.
Tony, are you reading signs again?
What? Daddy's been in many fields. What corn looks the best, Daddy?
Well, it's, there's really no close second. It's Dynagrow. It's Dynagrow, and it's more Dynagrow. That's what everybody's saying.
Well, you got that part right so far. You don't have to read a sign to get that one.
Lauren, we've been talking corn. It's not just corn.
No, we got corn, soybeans. I mean, we do the whole gamut. We actually, UAP is a company we work for, and, you know, we can take care of your chemical needs. We can take care of your nutritional needs, you know, foliar nitrogens, some of our starter products. You know, we're more than just a seed corn company, but, I mean, that's why we're here today is for, you know, pushing seed. But we've got a whole gamut of products, all your ag inputs that you need.
Well, that's why I like Liberate, because it's drift reduction. I mean, that's simple as that.
Stop reading signs.
Lauren Kizer from Dynagrow Trinidad is here live from Husker Harvest Days. Okay, before we let you get out of here, I'm walking around Husker Harvest Days. I'm saying I don't like what I had in my field the last couple of years. I come in, I say, what can you do for me? What are you going to tell somebody that's looking to make a switch?
Basically, I'll tell, you know, find one of our salesmen, find the guy that's in your area. We'll sit down with you. And, you know, kind of go through your field, and we'll find the right product for your field. You know, every hybrid varies, you know, depending on what kind of soil types and pHs and all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's just best to basically sit down with the guy, go through his field needs, and, you know, get it done from there.
See, Daddy, it just proves that football players can be smart.
Yeah.
Right there. There's an instant right there, Lauren Kizer. Speaking of pHs and chemical balance and all that.
I'm a poster child for intelligence.
We're going to get to catch up with some of your former teammates today. Any words?
I'm just glad they were able to help us out. You know, that's a big favor. I call on them. You know, they hook us up a little bit. They give you guys something to talk about. We got to keep you babies happy. So,
oh boy, they got some interesting stuff. Quarterbacks going down. I'm sure it's crushed your fantasy league.
No, I'm not the one to pick them, Doug.
You got plenty of quarterbacks, though, buddy. Plenty of quarterbacks. Hey, Lauren, thanks for giving us some time. We'll talk to you a little later.
You betcha. Thanks, guys.
Lauren Kizer here at Dynagrow Seeds, the Husker Harvest Day, Doug and Daddy Show, with you from Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to be here till 1 o'clock, as we said. A lot of folks coming up. Russ Hochstein are going to join us here in just a second. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's the Dead Popper inbox. We're going to be here with the show until 1. We'll be here all afternoon. Of course, the Dynagrow gang are going to be here as well, Tony.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to seeing you a lot, 11:51, right here at Husker Harvest Days.
Continuing here at Husker Harvest Days with our special two-hour coverage. Lots of things going on, Daddy. People all over the place. And, of course, when we're at Husker Harvest Days, the best thing about that is we can talk football all the time because we're just underway. Everybody's excited. And in week one, a lot of news.
Well, a lot of news, Doug, is exactly right. And the biggest news probably in the NFL is Tom Brady gone for the year with that knee injury. And we're going to see right now if one of his offensive linemen, somebody who's very close to Tom Brady and has been over the last few years, what he thinks about that injury and get his thoughts on the whole New England Patriots season. Russ Hochstein joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Russ, welcome once again.
Thank you, guys. How you doing today?
Well, we're doing great. Is it just psycho there in Foxborough today?
Well, obviously it's a pretty big story, and everyone who loves sports is all over it, and they make everything a big deal. So, of course, it's a little crazy, but we're handling it pretty good.
Well, is his girlfriend around to comfort Tom? Do you get a stare at her? I mean, what's going on there?
you'd have to ask him that question. I wouldn't know anything about it.
Will this affect all of his endorsement deals, or will he just have more time for television advertising?
There again, you're asking questions that are above my pay grade.
Well, Russ, how we want to talk about this because folks want to know, and then we'll kind of get into your situation and when you're expecting to be back to full 100%, which it sounds like you're very close to being. But Matt Cassel looks like the guy that's going to step in. Tell us a little bit about him and your thoughts about what he can do if he has to lead this team.
Well, you know, we're excited. You know, I mean, obviously we're, you know, we're going to miss Tom. And Skid's a great player, and his name speaks for itself and what he's done for our team. And but now it's Castle will be our quarterback, and we have full 100% support for him, and we're excited. You know, Castle has been in our system a while and knows our system very well and is not a stranger to any of us guys on this team. So we're behind him 100%. And he'll run and manage our offense very well.
Russ, does it make you shake your heads when you see 128 career starts? That was what Tom Brady was at before he went down. Just with all the injuries that take place day in and day out of the NFL, 128.
I tell you what, it's pretty amazing to see anyone in the NFL play. You know, get that many starts when you know imagine just getting through a season some years. It's pretty amazing to see guys get through just that alone. But for that many starts, and I know he's not the only one. I know there's a few other quarterbacks in the league right now that have quite a few too. So it's a pretty amazing mark, and you hope all players can play that many, have that many starts in a row without injury. But unfortunately, that's not the way it always works.
We're catching up with Russ Hochstein, former Husker, and currently with the New England Patriots. Coming back off an injury yourself, Russ, fill us in on where you're at. You kind of got an injury none of us men like to talk about in the first week of preseason.
Well, I got a little banged up in the first game, and I've been out for the last few weeks, and I'm just like anyone else. I'm just working hard and trying to get better, and how much I play and stuff coming up is completely up to our coaches and things like that. So I'm working hard. You got to knock the rust off when you've been out a while and get back into the flow of things, and I'm definitely trying to do that.
But you feel like you would be physically ready to go this weekend?
I feel like as an athlete, as a football player, I think you always feel like you're ready to go every week, no matter whether you're hurt or not. So whatever, if they ask me to play, I'll play. If that's not my role, that's not my role. So I'll just support them any way I can.
Russ, you talk about limitations. If somebody would go down, are you confident that you could last the whole game?
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't put me out there if I'm not ready to go and not healthy. So I'm prepared to play, and I'm just like everyone else. I study the same stuff. We watch all the same film, and we work very hard together as a unit to play well each week. And so I'm ready to go whenever they ask me to.
Russ Hochstein joins us live from Husker Harvest Days here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Russ, I guess so. One of those teams that's a favorite year in and year out. Does it get old having a team like the Chiefs take you to the wire and every week knowing you're going to get everybody's best shot?
Well, I'll tell you what, I just think that's the way the NFL is these days, you know, and it has been since I've been in the league. You know, it doesn't matter who you're playing. Every team's good, and I feel like every guy you face in the NFL is good, because I don't think they'd be there if they weren't talented at what they do. So it's not a surprise to me, and I'm sure if you talk to a lot of other players, it's just very, very few things, you know, the details is what separates wins and losses in this league. And so it doesn't matter who, what teams, what their record may be in any given day, anything can happen. So you have to go out there and prepare each week and take it one game at a time.
Russ, let's take you back to last February, where obviously the Patriots don't want to remember, but you had such a great season, which obviously started with us talking to you last year at this time, going 18-0. What happened in the Super Bowl, and then what happened after that? A lot of folks, media, fans, they want to know, could this team bounce back after what seemed like such a huge loss last year?
Well, unfortunately, we weren't at the top of our game. We didn't play and execute some things that we needed to, and the Giants were a great team. They still are, and they came and played very hard, and it was a great game. And those are what you talk about when the question before this was the details. You know, they took care of some things, and sometimes the ball bounces your way and things like that. So they, my hat's off to them. They're a championship caliber team that won it, and there's nothing we can do about that now. And that was last season. We're moving on. And as far as their team, we're ready to go and excited for this year. We have one game under our belt, and looking forward to week two.
Russ, for somebody who grows up in Hardington, Nebraska, you know, Doug, you know, of course, at Ord, I'm Bertrand. Somebody comes from a small town, and you look back in 8 years in the NFL, the amount of Super Bowls you've been to and just those experiences, do you ever pinch yourself and say, can I wake up at any time? Or what's your thought process? Can you believe what's happened to you, I guess?
I feel like, you know, we're such a competitive, this is such a competitive league, and the team I play on is has worked extremely hard at being good each year. I feel like I haven't really looked back and taken it all into to perspective yet, and I don't think I will until I'm done playing, and that's only because, you know, what happened in the past has happened in the past, and I guess you just worry about what's in front of you, and you know, as players, we just worry about what's tomorrow, what tomorrow brings, and how I can be good at my job tomorrow, and how I can help my team win the next week. And I think that's how I've approached it, and a lot of that comes from my head coach and the coaches we've had here, and I don't really think I've really looked back on it very much yet, and someday I will, and it's pretty cool. But I can tell you this, from what I have thought about it, it's been a great great thing to be a part of, and I wish more people could be a part of it. You know, guys, when you grow up, you dream of playing in the league and being part of those big games, and I'm very fortunate in being a part of those, and hopefully I'm part of a lot more.
Russ, you bring up your head coach, and I think a lot of us out here that are NFL fans and constantly watching and really much getting to be a year-round deal. Is, I guess we look at him as Mr. Personality, and we kind of roll our eyes. Is he a good guy once you get to know him under that layer of whatever it is that he has, or just your overall thoughts on him?
Oh, he's a very good coach. You know, I mean, he wouldn't be successful, you know, as he is if he wasn't a good coach, and I think he understands players very well. I mean, he's been in the league over 30 years. He's seen almost everything there is to be seen in the league, and so I think he understands us players very well. He understands the team concept, and he really preaches that to us, and we try and respond and help out the best way we can. And, you know, our team a lot of times asks for guys to be versatile, play other positions, to play special teams, and that's things you need, you know, as the season goes along. People get banged up, and we try and fill those holes with other guys, you know, he asks that of us, and we try and help him out. And we know that those are the things that are needed to win, and to win week in and week out. So I think, you know, his philosophy of putting the team first is what's really important, and that helps us be successful.
Russ Hochstein joins us for just a couple more minutes here as we're live at Husker Harvest Days, and he's getting ready for the Jets this weekend. Russ, is the first thing you're going to do in pregame warm-ups seek out Bill Callahan and shake his hand?
I've only met Bill Callahan once that I can ever remember, you know, the Jets team down there is going to be ready to roll. I know they will. And just like always, you know, when you play a division opponent, but, you know, every game counts. So they are a very good team, and it's early in the year, and we're battling, and they're going to be battling, and I think we're both going to be ready for each other. There's no mystery between us.
I'll take that as a no.
Well, I'm not really worried about that. I'm more worried about playing football right now.
Well, and Russ, I guess you've been gone long enough from Lincoln to really be removed from the actual, what a lot of people will say was mess that's been going on here the last 5 years. Just again, your thoughts about the changes at Nebraska and what that means for their program and your ties currently with Big Red.
Well, I'm a huge fan. You know, they're 2-0. I'm excited and excited for the rest of the season. And, you know, hopefully I get over to watch some games coming up. My schedule doesn't always allow for it. But, yeah, I've been removed a while, and I don't have a lot of, you know, the connections that I had once had, because obviously the longer you're away, the farther away sometimes you get. But I do watch as much as I can, and my family's still in Nebraska, so they watch, and we're still huge Husker fans, and I like what's happening. You know, starting the season at 2-0, and it sounds like everyone's got a very good attitude, and they're playing extremely hard, so I can't be more excited.
Well, Russ, this Sunday I'd check out number 4, maybe get an autographed ball or something.
He's a great player, and then I think we're looking forward to playing him.
Well, Russ, you talked about being home. You got this nice new farm ground up there, and you're looking to get ready for next season. You're going to be planting your fields. Obviously, where are you going when you're planting your fields in Hardington, Nebraska?
I tell you what, nothing but Dyna-Gro, baby. Nothing but Dyna-Gro.
Russ, absolutely great to catch up with you once again. Hopefully, you're back to 100% health. If not, that's there soon, and the Patriots will bounce back, have another bounce back from an injury, and have a great year. We sure appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show today.
Well, I appreciate you guys, and you tell Mr. Kaiser, our mutual friend, that I say hello, and congratulations on being a new father.
I'll try and get him away from the hospitality tent long enough to do that.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, guys.
Russ Hochstein on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Dyna-Gro tent here. It's more than a tent. It's a beautiful building. And come on in, Dyna-Gro customers. They'll take care of you in the VIP lounge. If you want to be a Dyna-Gro customer, come in and find out what it's all about, continuing to grow. And Tony, as we're here at Husker Harvest Days, you can see the company growing before our very eyes. What we saw last year, which was big, and what we're seeing today. I know there's record numbers every year at Husker Harvest Days, but even more folks coming in to find out and just say thanks and find out more ways that they can continue to grow with Dyna-Gro.
Well, they're going to ask about the cash discount as well, going all the way through January 10th this year. Great opportunity to get your seed for next year. And I just think, you know, it really is amazing, Doug, for just the number of people that came through here this year compared to last year. They are certainly growing and headed in the right direction.
Well, as we talked with Russ Hochstein, hopefully he can get back. We couldn't get him to say that he was going to be back and be ready to go this weekend, but he wants to be ready to go this weekend.
I think any time you're putting that atmosphere, you know, at that level, you're the ultimate competitor, and you want to be out there with your buddies. And it's very frustrating when you're sidelined with any kind of injury, and obviously one we thought was much more severe when it happened, and talking to Lorne a little bit ago, you know, you talked to Lorne a month and a half ago, this is a bad deal. But heck, he healed up pretty quickly and is ready to go. Good for him. Hopefully get to see some action in New York this weekend.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Stop by at Dyna-Gro here, lot 1131, Seed Corn Row. Love to see you, and so would all the fine folks here at Dyna-Gro. We're going to take a break. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep coming up. Head football coach at New Mexico State, Hal Mummy. We're going for 2 hours today, so a lot of things going on. We'll also be catching up with Kyle VandenBosch and Steve Warren, and a special guest as well next hour. We'll take a break, back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd on ESPN Radio. I've said it before, I won't endorse a company unless I know the people who run it and I buy into them. Well, that's what you get with Vizio, the number one U.S.-based flat panel TV company in America. I've got two Vizios myself, and I've been saying this now for over a year. With a rough economy, why pay for gas, parking, food, stay at home, watch it on TV. Say it out loud, better quality at lower prices. It makes a lot of sense. VizioTV.com.
Behind the scenes at ESPN College Game Day.
Hey, Lee, what are you doing this week?
I'm painting my dining room Florida State garnet and gold. And by doing that, I will ensure a national championship.
So painting your dining room will shore up their defense?
It's all connected, Kirk. It's all connected.
To paint a room your favorite team's colors, head to the Home Depot. The only place you'll find Glidden Team Colors paint. The official colors of the real teams. Find out more at mostcolorfulfan.com.
When a restaurant offers a prime rib to a Nebraska audience, it knows its reputation is on the line. And that's why it's no small event that Skeeter Barnes not only offers up a succulent 10-ounce prime rib, slow-cooked and juicy, served with tempting sides, but on top of that, put a midweek special price of $15.99. Wednesday prime rib, tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
This is Eric Hellriegel, Skeeter Barnes General Manager. Join us as Wednesday is ready for prime time. Prime rib tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 interchange, Kearney. Food's so good, don't be surprised if your mouth waters and you get goosebumps at the same time.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from the Dynagro tent, as we are bringing you Husker Harvest Days, and up in just a moment, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. Husker Harvest, Huskerland, love to have that going on. And we want you to stop by and see us on Seacorn Row. If you can't make it while the Doug and Daddy Show's here today, don't forget they're going to be here all day today and tomorrow as great things are going on here at Husker Harvest Days.
And we understand our friend Dave on his way to Husker Harvest Days between Broken Bow and Callaway. Dave, we look forward to seeing you when you get here.
That's right. And while you're on your way, let's talk to Bob Jensen.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. He's got game.
And welcome back on Wednesday with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep. Bob, good morning.
Hey, hi there, Duda. Hello there, Tony.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on, buddy. How you feeling this week?
Well, I tell you what, I have seen the dark side, my friend. That's what I've done. It's been a long week, but it's good to be with you guys.
Well, football is what we're going to bring you around, but we've already seen a couple of wacky weeks out there. Impressions from maybe what you saw or at least heard of from last week.
Well, you hit it right on the head, Doug. I mean, there's, you know, for opening week of the season, nobody really knows what's going to happen. They got an idea, but they don't know for sure. Well, this was one of the weirdest opening weeks, and there was more things that, frankly, I didn't expect. I'm not sure what that means, but maybe it just means I was underprepared. That's entirely possible. But I guess the bottom line is there are some surprises happening out there, and it's been a little bit off the chart here to start the season. I don't know. It still comes down, you know, the very best teams are still going to deliver most of the time. A couple of them kind of hit a bump in the road, maybe out of the gate, but I look for several teams. You know, Blue Hill's one that comes to mind immediately. I think they just played a Cambridge team that was better than, frankly, I gave them credit for, and maybe other people gave them credit for, because I can't help but think that Blue Hill won't be a real good team the rest of the way. But obviously, Cambridge deserves a little more respect, I guess.
Bob, I think the team that stands out to me has got to be the Lexington Minutemen, and for them to be 2-0, that is something that has not happened in the last, I don't know, 20 years.
Well, it seems like a long time since they were in the state finals in 1997 or whatever it was. That much is for sure. Let me say this, and I've said it before. One of my favorite guys in the coaching profession is Phil Truax. Phil is one of the most upbeat, energetic, everything's going to be great kind of guys you could ever meet. And he went into that Lexington program knowing he had some challenges and embraced them with open arms. Last year they were 0-9, and if you would have talked to Phil at Christmas time, by the time he got done talking to you, you would have thought they'd been 9-0. He brings just an incredible amount of positive energy to that program. The kids are excited, obviously. You know, they made a couple breaks on opening night to get that first win, and then they beat a Cozad team that's down this year a little bit. This is not a team that's going to win state, but it is a team, it is a program that's re-energized and it's back to a degree. It's not maybe the Lexington that people think about when they think of the 70s and 80s and early 90s and whatnot, but he's getting the most out of those kids, and he's got some people that can make some plays.
Talking to Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Husker Harvest Days. What about Husker Harvest Days, Mom? I mean, I know you know a lot about this, but everybody here wants to talk football, whether it's Huskers or their local team. Let's talk about the Grand Island schools and some ups, some downs here early on in the season.
Well, you know, here you go again. You know, Grand Island is another real good example of a team that I think is a very good football team. They got bushwhacked on opening night by a team that, frankly, I should have. Brandon did it to me again. You know, he had me believing they were going to be in trouble. They weren't in trouble. That's a good football team. Kearney's a good football team. Grand Island's got a good football team. They've got great. They've got a great backfield. They've got good defense. That Braden Taylor is a wonderful linebacker, kind of the main man in the middle there. Grand Island's going to be fine. As far as Central Catholic goes, you know, they absolutely smothered Superior. There's a great statistic for you. That first night, the only two touchdowns they gave up were on kickoff returns, of 95 and 97 yards. I don't know if they just did that to keep it interesting, keep the concession stay. I don't know. But that was the only way the Superior could score on him. Northwest, Tony Allgood, another one of the good guys. He's got a real good player in the by the name of Austin Pomizel. And he's the kind of guy that single-handedly can bring them a lot of good karma. And then our friends there at Heartland Lutheran, you know, they're still trying to get their program kind of underway. Their numbers are down. But, again, here's a program that, while it's trying to get some traction, trying to get kids interested, you know, they compete. And I talk to coaches all the time, and, you know, they're almost always outmanned. That's just a natural fact, but the effort's never lacking. So, you know, four schools, I tell you what, the one that's got the chance to do the most long-term damage is Grand Island. And they've got tremendous deal on Friday with Central coming to town. That is a scary game because Central has gotten beat, not just gotten beat, they've gotten beaten badly twice, but they've gotten beaten badly by two teams that are in our top five. So Grand Island needs to beware, and I'm sure that Coach Tomlin will have the boys ready to go.
Bob, I guess as you look ahead towards this week in Central Nebraska, what are the couple games that catch your eye?
Well, I tell you what, I don't want to beat that Blue Hill thing to death, but a team that I liked a lot in the preseason, and they just didn't quite make the cut as far as our top ten goes, is Cross County. They have a championship coach, Dennis Coyne's in there. He led Stromsburg to the state championship in '99. They've got a big senior class. They're strong. They're athletic, and you know they're the kind of team that is going to. You know, it seems strange. You know, Blue Hill makes its money on defense. Well, these guys are going to come right at them. And it's a game that Blue Hill cannot take lightly. I think Cross County, if Cross County finds a way to win this game, not only are they most likely going to wind up in the top ten, but you got to start looking at them as the kind of team that could win a playoff game or two. They've got a Klein at quarterback and a kid by the name of Anthony Snyder at fullback, just outstanding players, and that's a game that catches my eye. I was really happy for Stan Whistle there at Elm Creek the other night. That was a big win. It was maybe the kind of thing that could springboard them this year, beating Ravenna, a team that's in the playoffs virtually every year. Sutherland just flat laid an egg on opening night. St. Pat's, you know, not only beat them, but kind of roughed them up a little bit. I will say this much. If you go to the game, you're going to have a chance to see two outstanding running backs, Derek Foster, the junior, there at Elm Creek, and a kid by the name of Randon McCain, who is just a sensational athlete that plays running back for Sutherland. He's the kind of kid, if he gets out in the open, you know, it could be bye-bye just about any time that he gets his hands on it. And I guess another game that I think of right away, and this is one of those deals that it looks like nothing on paper, or maybe not much on paper, Lawrence Nelson and Hampton play on Friday night.
Exactly.
Hampton's got a good football team. This Alex Dozy is the leading rusher from last year in eight-man football. But, you know, Gary DeBoer will have that team prepared, and you just know they're going to come at them with a great effort, and you better watch out. And then the other thing I'll just real quickly touch on, that Overton-Axtell game. I tell you what, I'm sure the scoreboard keeper has carpal tunnel after that Med Valley game the other night with Axtell. But they simply cannot play defense like that and expect to beat Overton. I'm sure Coach Ropers knows that. But you guys know firsthand from being there, Axtell has given Overton way more trouble, or at least as much trouble as anybody else has in the last three, 4 years. And Overton, I would surely think, is favored to win this game. But is it too early to start talking about redeeming yourself in week two? But that's what Axtell's left with. If they find a way to play like that, they're going to – you know, they could possibly pull what is now an upset.
Well, yeah, a lot of pressure out there for those teams that are 0-1, expected to be 1-0, and maybe then have a tough game in week two and springboard to 2-0. And you look right now, Axtell's one of those. Grand Island ran into that same thing. So maybe, as you said, Elm Creek with that big wing and springboard, Medicine Valley. But on the other side, this is a big week for a lot of teams because you lose 0-2, it doesn't matter if you get 6-2. You're not going to be drawn a favorable playoff opponent.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, all the games count. It doesn't matter when you play them, if you play them in August or if you play them in October. And you fall asleep at the switch, and things can come back to bite you. Now, that doesn't mean it'll keep you out of the playoffs, although it could. But obviously, guys, I mean, if you got a team, you know, like an Axtell, let's say, that, you know, has got a lot of good athletes, they've got some good young players, that the performance that Weston Gustafson put on the other night was incredible. I mean, in the middle of all that, he had 5 touchdowns. But the point is that, you know, if you know, you lose this one, and now all of a sudden you got to find a way to scramble for points, and, you know, Axtell is going to be in the playoffs. I mean, that would be just unthinkable that they wouldn't be in the playoffs. But it, you're right, it could lead to not having the kind of home field advantage that you want in those early rounds, and, of course, that complicates things for advancing. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joining us here on the Doug and Dan Show. Thanks so much, Bob. Have safe travel this Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, you guys, be sure to sting those guys for a windbreaker. Those Seacorn people, they love those things, okay?
I'll tell you what, they are all sporting them. There's no doubt about it.
There we go.
Take care, Bob.
All righty, boys.
From Huskerland Prep joining us here on the Doug and Dan Show. And, Tony, again, as we said, important time here for some of the schools around the state of Nebraska. You don't want to get off to that 2-0 start. And although if you win your games after these non-district games, you're going to get in by winning your district, these games are the difference between having a good team with a great chance at a playoff run and not. And, again, unless you're injured, sometimes you see those 4-4 teams come into the playoffs and win a couple, 3 games, but that's usually because somebody was out injured early on in the season.
Doubt is a funny thing. Anytime it enters into your mind, and you mentioned it's a different situation, if you're all injured is one thing, but if you're not, and that doubt starts creeping and lingering around your team, it can be a real game breaker, if you will, and send your team in the wrong direction.
We are at Husker Harvest Days, the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a special 2-hour edition going for you today. Lot 1131, come by and see us at the Dyna-Grow building. We'll be here till 1 and even longer, but the show goes till 1. And also, coming up on the program, going to talk to Milt Tenneper, special guest, Hal Mummy, head football coach at New Mexico State, Kyle Vandenbosch coming up in this hour, Steve Ward as well. We need to take a break back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Southwest Airlines, we secretly recorded the employees of other airlines.
So how many bags will you be checking today?
Then played them backward to search for hidden messages.
I'm not going to charge you fees.
Then we conducted the exact same experiment on our own Southwest Airlines employees.
Hello, sir. So you'll be checking 2 bags?
Now backward.
No hidden fees.
The results lead us to conclude that Southwest Airlines is the only airline to offer low fares without hidden fees. So book now at southwest.com.
Low fares, no hidden fees.
Around here, we talk a lot about odds. This college football season, Dr. Pepper is bringing you great odds on winning some really great prizes. Just pick up some Dr. Pepper in the limited edition football cans and enter your code at drpepper.com for a 1-in-6 chance to win prizes, like a trip to a college conference championship game. And the more you drink, the more chances you have to win. Now, those are some great odds. Dr. Pepper football cans are going fast, but remember, drink it slow. Doctor's orders.
It's the once a year, all out blowout at Kearney Yamaha. You'll save up to $4,000 that's been slashed off prices of select models of Yamaha 08 motorcycles in stock. Low financing is available. Whether you want to travel in style on the powerful 1900cc Stratoliner with locking side bags and a detachable windshield, or you want to choose from the 9 classic Yamaha or custom V-Star models, Kearney Yamaha has the bike for you. But these incredible deals at Kearney Yamaha won't last long. It's the once a year, all out blowout. Going on now at Kearney Yamaha. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's power sports mall, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see lingering clouds and some partial sun developing across the area as we head through the day today with a slight chance for a shower or storm developing. Highs reach about 77 with south winds of 15 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a possibility of isolated showers and storms at a low at 61. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Husker Harvest Days, lot 1131 on Billing. Doug and Daddy Show with you, extended edition today. We're going to be here until 1 o'clock because, well, Daddy, not only do we love being Husker Harvest Days, but a great crowd. I mean, it's just larger and larger. I don't know if that has anything to do with lunchtime, but there are people all over the Dyna Grove building, just jam-packed. Still plenty of room for you to stop by and see us, see Dyna Grove.
Well, one of those people that was lucky enough to come find the Dyna Grove booth and find his way through all the people. Here is Milt Jennifer. Milt joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning, and thanks so much for stopping by.
You're welcome. I'm not big on these talk shows.
Yeah, well, just like Coach Osborne was, right?
Yeah, right.
He loves all these things. Coach, everybody, they want to talk Nebraska football 12 months of the season, but now the season is finally underway, and the state seems to have a new revival, a new sense of pride, I think, with Bo Pelini coming back in. You mentioned to us that you're getting a chance to go to practices and see some of the practices. What are you seeing from this group of kids that have taken the field through the first couple of weeks?
Well, they have more energy, seems to me like, than what they had last year. I think they lost their will.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Mid-America Market Information.
Grains are lower. Livestock is mostly lower. I'm Ross Miller with the Mid-America Ag Network, and this is your market update. September corn is down 7.5 to 522. December's down 7.5 to 537. Soybeans are down 3 for September, 1206. November soybeans are down 17 to 1184. Soybean meal is at 338. That's also down for a ton. Soybean oil is at 47.80. Over on the Kansas City wheat side of things, it's down also, down $2.40 over the last 4 weeks. It's down 8 cents today to 754. December's down 12.25. And your July is down 16 to 788.25. On September for Chicago, it's down 11.25 to 711.5. October live cattle are down 72 to 101.92. December's down 77. Feeder cattle are down $1, 109.85 for September. October's down $1.27. And October lean hogs, they are up 85 cents to 67.75. And for more market information, here's Larry Steckline.
Good news out of Korea, friends. They are selling beef. You know, we've had all these demonstrations, hundreds of thousands of people protesting the fact that the Koreans opened their door to U.S. beef in the last several months, and then you find this going on. Listen to this. The Secretary General of the Korea Meat Import Association says 30 tons of U.S. beef was sold in the last 4 days in their 9 directly run stores. Friends, that's 3 times more than usual. One shop recorded daily sales 5 times more than normal. It seems a huge potential demand for U.S. beef is cooking there. The popularity of U.S. beef is reflected in the quarantine inspection data, too. Over 10,000 tons of U.S. beef passed inspection in just 2 months. Of that, 3,698 tons of beef already in distribution. We're back to before the BSE problem days. Good news, I'm Larry Stickler.
Hey farmers, this is Larry Steckwine with a reminder. When you go to this year's Kansas State Fair, don't forget to see the new Krauss products on display, including the Dominator 8200 disc, the 5200 folding grain drill. You know, I've been telling you for years now, the best, toughest, and most usable farm products on the market are from Krauss. The Krauss is on display at this year's Kansas State Fair. And by the way, they're the proud sponsor of this year's antique tractor pull too. Krauss, a leader in farm product production.
Also see the Krauss booth at Husker Harvest Days.
This is Leon from Paramount Seed Farms at Quitter, Kansas. What a year it's been. Drought and hail have taken a toll on the nerves of many of us out here in western Kansas, and the wild fluctuations in commodity prices have all of us on edge. But top quality seed for either winter wheat or barley doesn't need to be one of your worries. With current price of wheat, certified seed makes more sense than ever. Call us here at Paramount Seed in Quinter for all your wheat and barley seed needs before our limited supply of most public and AgriPro varieties runs out. We're listed in the Feisty Elephant.
He says, hell yeah, I'll turn it up, right on.
Doug and Danny Show back with you from Husker Harvest Day. Sorry about the technical difficulties. We're talking with Milt Pettifer. Daddy, I'll let you pick up where we left off.
Well, Milt, I thought it was a unique opportunity in which you and Coach McBride have to be welcomed back kind of into that Nebraska family. That first game, you were with the team before they took the field. You got to hear the pep talk. I would really like to know what was said verbatim, but you don't have to do that here.
I don't think it would go over well on the air. It wasn't a typical Tom Osborne pregame talk, I'll say that. But Bo said the right thing. That didn't work out quite as they had planned. Coach McBride and myself were supposed to lead the team along with Coach Bellini through the tunnel. And, of course, he had them so fired up that we get about three steps out the door and we're about stampeded. So we were the last out of the tunnel. So it didn't work out quite right, which is fine with us. We didn't need to be in any limelight.
Milt Pettifer joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Milt is the athlete of today. We assume they're different than the athlete of just 5 or 10 years ago while you guys were coaching. Where is the difference from the athlete today to compare the kids you coach?
I don't know. I coached some awful good athletes in the last 20 years, but I think they're comparable as far as the upfield to front people. You know, we had some lines in the 90s that were awful dominant. And a bunch of linemen, they look awful good on the hoof, you know, and it's a little different scheme, though, you know. They're backpedaling too much for my satisfaction, but it's hard to judge just how good they are because of the nature of the game. The thing that's changed most is the game itself, you know. Everybody is throwing the thing 40, 50 times a ball game, and it's really hard to say how physical you are when you're doing that.
But you were part of the changing of the guard at Nebraska, where you guys realized that speed, and more speed. We've got to get speed, both sides of the ball. And I think you see that now that the formations that you mentioned are different. But you still like that downhill approach and knocking people down at the line of scrimmage and getting them on their heels.
I always grew up thinking that was football, it's changed. Everybody's doing things different now. They're spreading the field out and making it very, very difficult to defend. Our scheme, as everybody knows, was line up, see who's the best man, you know, and we utilized a little different philosophy, and it worked. And now everybody's opened the thing up, and there's reasoning behind it all. You know, you can't put as many people between tackles and defense, and consequently you're seeing gaping holes sometimes on the run when there is a run. And one thing about the offenses that we're facing now, as opposing teams, is you can't miss a tackle. You miss a tackle because they get you spread all over. They're going to make big games out of it. And I think we saw that a little bit last week.
Well, Tennifer, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Obviously, one of our guests here at the Dynagrow Tent, Lauren Kaiser. He was a Nebraska boy, a small-town Nebraska boy. Not necessarily a walk-on, but they're trying to get going and get more of the homegrown Nebraska boy back there. Coaches have always said how important that was. It seemed like Nebraska really has missed those kids here lately. Is it because the kids aren't there or just because we were looking elsewhere?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I don't know that they worked as hard at getting walk-ons, I mean, going into their homes and that type of thing as we did in the past. But the quality of walk-on was not quite as good as it used to be back in the early days. And I know that Coach Young and I would spend a couple weeks after recruiting was over to and call every big kid in the state that hadn't been offered by somebody because of the way we chose to practice with four units in practice. And I know Coach Callahan caught a lot of crap for cutting back on that, but it wasn't so much cutting back on them. He welcomed walk-ons, but it was a matter of just telling, being honest with kids. And we found that, too. We had kids there that we probably shouldn't have brought in because they couldn't give you a good picture on the scout team. And Coach Callahan caught a little thunder on that because he scaled back. But he didn't get rid of a good walk-on player. Yeah. You know? And our philosophy wasn't just getting numbers. Our philosophy, and Coach Osmond will be the first to reiterate this, that we talked to walk-on kids to walk-on if we felt they had a legitimate chance to play for us rather than just have numbers. You know, we got into a numbers deal there, but we had way too many kids. So we even started scaling back numbers when I was on the staff 5 years ago. There are always a kid or two that you're going to miss. I have one of them. I got a grandson that's walk-on on that team, and they better not overlook him.
You're something about it. As you look at this coaching staff as a whole, is there one guy there that kind of reminds you of yourself or Coach McBride, or you see something in one of them?
Well, I like the way Barney operates. Barney, of course, I coached Barney way back there in the 70s, and Barney has a good demeanor about him. He's a good teacher. They've got a couple guys on the defensive side that have Charlie's personality. Charlie was a kind of a hellion out there at practice. I mean, they got a couple of those running around out there now. They waste a lot of energy.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill, it is
Eckler may be one of those guys.
Well, when he about verticaled over the defensive game one, I mean, he's got some ups. It's great to see energy. I know everybody's happy to see, I think, at least at this point, what's going on. And, Bill, thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's always a pleasure to see you, and we'll probably see you at game day here very, very soon.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
That's Milt Tenneper, former Husker assistant football coach, of course, has the national championship rings to show it, and we sure appreciate him giving us some time here. From Husker Harvest Days, Lot 1131, Seed Corn Row at the Dyna-Grow building. Stop by and see us. Special extended edition today. Hal Mummy, just a couple minutes away here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You know, looking forward to talking to Hal, and obviously Milt Tenneper telling us when we were having technical difficulties, had a chance to kind of follow him kind of through Mike Leach, if you will. Mike Leach with him three stops along the way. So a lot of people know Hal Mummy in the coaching world and kind of made his rounds kind of small colleges to the big-time college.
Well, we're going to take a break and expect Coach Mummy to be joining us right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll. Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A real Husker fan needs to see the game, whether it's on pay-per-view or broadcast, and they want to see it over a pretty damn good char burger and a brew with other fans. Slugger Sports Bar and Grill brings in every Husker broadcast or pay-per-view, along with buckets of beer specials and halftime snacks. So come on down to Slugger's, because you want to go where Bob Buck knows your game. Slugger's, just a long fly ball off South Locust, 707 Anna Grand Island, pounding pitchers all day long. And look for the new beer garden coming soon.
Hey, Nebraska, are you ready to save some cash on auto service? Then get to Big O Tires now. For just $159, you'll get an oil change plus any two maintenance services of your choice. Transmission, radiator, fuel system, power steering and brake flushes, plus transfer case and differential services. Any two of your choice, plus an oil change for $159. So if you need vehicle maintenance, save your cash now. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
It's not an exaggeration to say that Dale Carnegie wrote the book on personal success and achievement. His How to Win Friends and Influence People is the second most purchased nonfiction book in history. So it should be no surprise that a huge percentage, in fact, a disproportionate number of some of the world's most successful people have completed Dale Carnegie training. Keep in mind, that means not just leaders of international companies, but many business owners and managers right here in central Nebraska. How would you like to join them at the top by learning how to tackle complex challenges, communicate clearly and concisely, and reduce self-consciousness and fear? In fact, the first Dale Carnegie training class just started, but limited space is available, and you can still join in to complete this first offering. Call the station or log on to nebraska.dalecarnegie.com. Classes meet Wednesday evenings at College Park in Grand Island. Decide to change your life just as millions of people have. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations course is your chance. So call the station now or log on to nebraska.dalecarnegie.com now.
Everyone, on your way back from Husker Harvest Days, be sure to stop by Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge for the Big Ear Contest. And we need corn. Everyone is invited to bring your biggest ear of corn to Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge on Wednesday, September 10th. Enjoy dollar drink specials from 4 to 8 and door prizes. There's a grand prize for the biggest ear of corn. So don't miss the fun and the prizes at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Expect partly sunny skies with a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm developing. It will be breezy at times with a high in the mid-70s. We have a chance for an isolated shower or storm overnight as well with a low near 61. Tomorrow, a chance for scattered storms with a high near 75. I'm meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Right now, 63 degrees.
You spent a lot of hours in that old tractor planting, tilling, and fertilizing. Just like you, Stadler Implement spends a lot of time with after-sales service. Look at their line of Kinze, Kraus, and Sukup tillage equipment. When it's time to fertilize, Stadler Implement carries the Demco 3-point or pole-type chemical applicators. Carl and his staff also service well engines with tune-ups and overhauls. Isn't it nice to know you can go to one business and be satisfied with their service? Stadler Implement, East Highway 6, Minden.
When a restaurant offers a prime rib to a Nebraska audience, it knows its reputation is on the line. And that's why it's no small event that Skeeter Barnes not only offers up a succulent 10-ounce prime rib, slow-cooked and juicy, served with tempting sides, but on top of that, put a midweek special price of $15.99. Wednesday prime rib, tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
This is Eric Elrigal, Skeeter Barnes General Manager. Join us as Wednesday is ready for prime time. Prime rib tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 Interchange, Kearney. Food so good, don't be surprised if your mouth waters and you get goosebumps at the same time.
Crazy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet. I've been living.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live with our extended edition today from Husker Harvest Days, Seed Corn Row, and the only place we'd be is Dynagrow, Lot 1131. For customers, stop in, enjoy the VIP room, grab a sandwich today. And if you would like to be a new customer, they have got all the information you could possibly need. Looking to make the switch, or you're just looking to be number one? Well, here's a way to be number one. Be a part of Dynagrow here at 1131 at Husker Harvest Days. It's day two of three here at Husker Harvest Days. There have been great crowds all 3 days, and we're just absolutely outstanding and glad that everybody is here. And we look for you and a lot more folks to come by. Coming up in the second half of this, the last half hour of our show today, Kyle VandenBosch of the Tennessee Titans. He started every game he's played for the Titans after beginning his career with the Arizona Cardinals. Kind of thought maybe that career was almost over, and then revitalized his career with Tennessee and has been a big, big portion of that football team. We're also expecting Hal Mumme, the head football coach from New Mexico State, and Steve Warren, former Husker, now the head coach of the Omaha Beef and the founder of the Dream Program going on in the Omaha. And back at the studio, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you want to fire something up to the Dead Popper inbox, Derek, anybody got anything to say today? Oh, we'll let Derek work. Derek's working. Efforting Hal Mumme, I believe, the head football coach to New Mexico State as they get ready to come in and take on the Huskers this Saturday. Thursday and Friday, we are back in the studio. A lot of things going on. While we have a moment here, I mentioned that volleyball is going on tonight. Hastings College has come into the number 20 spot in the NAIA, and they are home tonight to take on Midland Lutheran. There are three other conference teams, and again, remember, Hastings was picked to finish fourth in the GPAC, and there are three other teams ranked ahead of them, and Doan is right out of the rankings at number 26. So they host Midland Lutheran tonight at 7:30. Then they host their own tournament this weekend, and we hope to catch up with Coach Fred Aubuchon tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. UNK, after knocking off third-ranked Truman State at home and winning all four matches in their own fall classic this past weekend, they're up to number 11 in the country, and they travel to UNK. 4-0 to take on Omaha tonight. And Coach Shires today saying in the Omaha World Herald that she thinks this is one of the most athletic UNK teams, maybe the most athletic team she'd ever seen watching that Truman film. And I'll tell you what, just reading, and she might be blowing a little smoke, too, to try and catch UNK reading the clippings, but she compared it to their 40-1 team that went to the national semifinals of the year. That's when Goodmanson, Arnold, and Bros, and those kids were all juniors. And you know what? If that's the case, yikes.
Well, finally, a little bit of love. I think maybe a little bit of that respect Coach Clyers is getting back for where he's had this team for so long, Doug.
Sorry about that. I had to step back here. We have Coach Hal Mummy on the phone.
All right, outstanding. Joining us with the head football coach of the Aggies of New Mexico State, Hal Mummy, here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to come to Lincoln and take on the Huskers this week. And, Coach, we appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thanks, guys. No problem.
Well, the first thing that we want to ask you about is the strange situation you have coming into Lincoln this week. You have not played a game. It'll be the third for the Huskers. That has to be a grave concern, as if coming to Lincoln wasn't a grave concern or a big task in of a.
Well, yeah. It's obviously not the thing we wanted to do. You know, but you got to feel for the people down at Nichols. They had to fight a hurricane. We just had that football game canceled. So, I think you got to try and keep it in perspective a little bit. I mean, it obviously doesn't help us.
Coach, everybody wants to talk about the spread offense in which you guys run, much like Mike Leach, who learned an awful lot from you. He's with you three stops throughout your coaching career. Talk about the ideas of the offense and I guess the people you're able to shoot the ball out to.
Well, I tell you what, I probably learned as much from Mike Leach as he learned from me. So, I mean, first of all, we worked together 10 years, and he's a great friend. He does a terrific job. We're real similar. The offenses are pretty much the same.
Al Mummy joins us here on the Doug and Eddie Show, the head football coach at New Mexico State. The form of the spread gave the Huskers a little problem last week. What did you see from film that you might be able to utilize this week?
Well, you know, it was helpful that they played one of our conference teams because it gives us an idea about the talent level. And, of course, San Jose's a really good team. They beat the heck out of us last year. And I'm not sure if that helped us or not. You know.
Let's talk a little bit about your defense of the 3-3-5 scheme that not a lot of people run, but you bring in a new defense coordinator.
Well, Jolie Dunn's pretty famous for running that. He's one of the first guys in college to do it, and we were glad to get him out here. I thought after Coach Woodenhofer retired last year that most of our D-line kids, big guys like Maurice Murray and Raymond Manumaliuna, who got into NFL camps, they were all seniors. And the guys that we had on hand coming back, I thought, fit that scheme a little better. And then we went out and got a few JC guys for him, too. And hopefully he's going to be able to piece together a defense. But, it's a tall chore to have to go. The Cornhuskers are playing terrific offense right now, and it's going to be a tall chore for us to slow them down.
Coach Hal Mummy, New Mexico State, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, nobody in this part of the country knows or has ever seen this defense. Are you okay with the defense? Does it matter who you brought it in? When you looked at it, I guess, what was the first thing you thought?
Well, I've played against it 8 times. I never wanted to play against him, so I was just trying to pick the best guy I could for our program, and Jolie was available, so we were very fortunate to get him. I know it's a difficult defense to prepare for, but just like the Cornhuskers are a difficult offense to prepare for. So, I think it's kind of negates itself right there.
Well, Coach, if there is one player that prepares you, it's your quarterback. Talk about him and the success he's had, 37 out of 46 team records for you, Mr. Holbrook.
Well, he's a terrific kid. I really love him. He's one of the best ones I've ever had, and he's really labored around here for a couple of years. He came in with us from Southeastern, and he had to sit out in 05 and then in 06 and 07. He won 4 games each of those years. Probably could have won a few more if we'd had just a few more players around him. We didn't have any running backs the first year. And then last year we got everybody hurt at receiver. So I think this is the first year that he's had a shot of us having you know, some semblance of depth at all the positions. And hopefully he'll be able to have a terrific senior year for us.
Hal Mumme, New Mexico State head coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I guess you got to coach an awful good one in Tim Couch. Does he compare it all to him?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, Chase is a lot like Couch and Jared Lorenzen and the kid I had at Martin Hankins at Southeastern, who he played behind for a year. Martin went on to start at Memphis for 2 years, the last two seasons. And I think Chase has got a lot of all those qualities, and he's a terrific player. We're really proud of him.
Well, Coach, obviously some of the words that Mr. House uttered earlier this week about Nebraska's wide receivers and yours being so good has made it back to Lincoln. What about your wide receiver core?
Well, we're proud of our receivers, but I think the one thing I've noticed on film about Nebraska is their receivers are great players, and they've made a majority of the plays in the first two games. I think 87 and 17 play about as hard as you can get, and a couple of those other guys are big, strong guys that make a lot of plays. So, I don't know. House is a 19-year-old sophomore. We don't push him much stock in anything. So.
Coach,
dealing with an El Paso reporter that was trying to set him up, and they did a pretty good job.
Well, I don't think Nebraska took anything too serious. A lot of tongue-in-cheek stuff there, too. Overall, though, how tough is this job of rebuilding New Mexico State? You've done it everywhere you go. How tough has this been to get this pointed in the right direction?
Well, this one's been the toughest so far. Obviously, we're not as far along as I thought we'd be or want to be. But we had some things. When we came here, as soon as we walked in the door, the NCAA penalized us 20% of our initial scholarships. And on top of that, we got in the WAC, which they hadn't been in, and we inherited a bunch of guys. We had 42 guys on probation or suspension when we showed up here. So we didn't really have a lot of players. We've had to build this and kind of do it with smoke and mirrors a little bit because, you know, if instead of being able to sign 20 guys the first 2 years, you can only sign 13 or 14. That's a lot of players. We managed
Jared
Lorenzen and over the APR deal. And that was just a rule that they passed that they made retroactive. And it's the first, I can't remember another time in NCAA history they made a rule retroactive. I never thought it was a fair rule. There's a lot of people squawking about it this year because more people got hammered by it on the second round of it. We've managed to right the ship here, but in terms of getting us off to a bad start, that was certainly a big culprit.
Well, Coach, I got to be honest with you. Anybody that doesn't shy away from playing Mr. Lorenzen at quarterback, it gives guys like me a chance to feel like we might play quarterback someday.
Hey, Jared was a great guy to coach. That was one of the most heartbreaking things about having to leave Kentucky is not being able to finish coaching him. He was a terrific player and has hung on the NFL for a few years.
And Hal, before we let you go, after Nebraska, you're looking ahead to the conference season. What do you think is realistic for this team to accomplish this year?
Well, our goal since we've gotten here is to get them to a bowl. They hadn't been to one in 48 years, so we got the longest streak in the nation. So, you know, that's our goal, and I think it's realistic this year, and I think it's probably the first year we've been here that it's probably a little more substance than goal, you know, than just talk. And our guys are we got a little older team on offense that have been around, and defensively we got a new scheme. Hopefully they'll take to that. My biggest concern for Saturday is I want to see how my two freshman kickers are going to do.
Well, kickers, whether they get the points on the ball or not, anything it takes to get some points. New Mexico State looking for their first points ever against Nebraska in this third meeting. And, Coach, obviously we know you're going to get the job done eventually. And we look forward to seeing you Saturday in Lincoln. We sure appreciate you giving us some time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh, hey, thanks, guys.
Have a good trip.
Bye-bye.
That is the head football coach at the University of New Mexico State, or New Mexico State University, Hal Mumme, joining us live here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Husker Harvest Days, Dinah Grode C. And he's got positive energy in him, but
I was really interested to hear what he had to say about what the toughest job of rebuilding was, because he's been at some, well, some hell holes, actually, and he's able to turn around teams that weren't winning games, not conferences or going to bowl games, Opers, and turning them into bowl teams and in different division levels, and now he's got a tough task at New Mexico State.
Well, he really does, and obviously him bringing up the penalties that were imposed on him, that certainly doesn't get you off to a very good start and put you right behind the eight ball almost immediately, and hopefully the administration understands that in this rebuilding process, and I'm sure they do. But you look at where Hal Mumme has came from, Mike Leach, an offensive coordinator under him at each of these stops. Iowa Wesleyan, not a really a marquee job. Valdosta State, Kentucky, an offensive coordinator, Mike Leach was for him, kind of wherever he's went. So I know buddies, and I know that Mike Leach has probably helped him prepare for this Nebraska game, probably get a few tricks. And Nebraska has not played well against Texas Tech, and you're going to see that same offense. So beware, I guess.
Yeah, there's probably going to be a couple of things that New Mexico State tries that Texas Tech is going to not only try but probably do even more effective when those teams meet later on this season. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to thank Coach Mumme for joining us from New Mexico State. We are live at Husker Harvest Day, Seed Corn Row in the Dynagrow Building, Lot 1131. Stop by and see us, special extended edition, till around 1 o'clock this afternoon. When we come back, we'll check the Den Popper inbox. Kyle Vandenbosch will be joining us. Also, Steve Warren will join us, a couple of ex-Huskers. Of course, Kyle Vandenbosch still with the Tennessee Titans, and we'll see what he's got in store for Tennessee and talk a little bit about Vince Young going down with injury. All that and more coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The Big Red Report with Sean Callahan on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by Timo's Detailing, Kearney's only full-service auto detailer, and by Muddy Mike's Car Wash, where every Wednesday self-serve washes are only a buck.
With today's Husker Radio Report, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. Nebraska will see a defensive front on Saturday against New Mexico State they've never seen before. The Aggies will attack into with defensive coordinator Joe Lee Dunn's 3-3-5 defense, which head coach Bo Pelini said is a system that he and the rest of his team are still trying to get familiar with.
It's unusual. We don't really know what they're going to do. Just going off the defensive coordinator's past and looking at what he's done in the past, and they do some unusual things, so it's unusual. Their guys kind of all over the place, and so from our standpoint, we just got to execute.
Wide receiver Nate Swift said the Aggies' wacky defense has made for some pretty interesting film study this week.
You know, they kind of do some crazy stuff back there, stuff that, not in the ordinary for most teams. They do a little bit different, and sometimes they have, it looks like, five linebackers and three linemen down. It's definitely different, something we kind of got to kind of adjust to and work with and game plan against.
Reporting with the Nebraska football team in Lincoln, I'm Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated.
Remember back when people had pride in their car?
You can steal my girlfriend. You can kick my dog. Don't you touch my car.
Did damage during the recent tornadoes leave the interior all soaked in your car? Call Timmel's Detailing and Carpet Cleaning at 440-0885. You'll love the fresh, clean, like-new look from Timmel's Detailing. Call for commercial or residential carpet cleaning with fabric protection available. Cleaning up after the storm. Timmel's Auto Detailing and Carpet Cleaning, 1004 Avenue A, behind Kelly Electric in Kearney.
Why do so many people wash their car or truck at Muddy Mike's Car Wash in Kearney? Well, maybe it's because of Muddy Mike's high-pressure, spot-free rinse with purifying water. Or Wash 'em Wednesday. Every Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., all self-serve washes are just $1 for 3 minutes and $2.50 for touchless automatic washes. For added convenience, credit cards are now accepted. For value, performance, and convenience, come to Muddy Mike's Car Wash on the corner of 39th and N. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Big Red Report with Sean Callahan on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation has been brought to you by Muddy Mike's Car Wash, where every Wednesday self-serve washes are only a buck, and by Timo's Detailing, Kearney's only full-service auto detailer.
You don't need to call an electrician to change switches and receptacles in your home, but you need electrical supplies you can trust. Discover the answer at Hardware Hank with Levington quality switches and receptacles. You can get everything from clamp lamps to sockets to wall plates. This week, stock up on Levington's quiet switches or receptacles, ready to install in your choice of colors at Hardware Hank.
You've got a lot more.
one night. Two icons of music, Earth, Wind, and Fire. The mightiest elements in music in concert. And on the same stage, the unmistakable Michael McDonald. September 21st, on stage at Mid-America Center. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire. And Michael McDonald. A night of all your favorites and all their biggest hits. A night you won't forget. September 21st, on stage at Mid-America Center. Tickets are on sale now at the Mac Box office, all Ticketmaster locations, and Ticketmaster.com. For VIP packages and more, go to EWFFanClub.com and MichaelMcDonald.com. Wow, what a night. Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Michael McDonald live.
At Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, we're proud to present exciting dining choices. Our legendary steaks are personally selected from our exclusive aged premium reserve beef. Sensational entrees like our premium glazed lamb chops and pecan-crusted Chilean sea bass will contribute to your experience. You can view the entire menu on our website. Join us for a relaxing and enjoyable dining experience at Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, where steaks are our passion, excellence is our promise.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. The guys live at Husker Harvest Days from Grand Island today. But I tell you what, with football season creeping up and actually in full swing now, you definitely want to spend less time outdoors this fall in your yard, trimming and mowing and then repairing the edging that you just mowed over and chewed up with the lawnmower. Curb it. That's right, curb it. Contact the guys. They will lay you continuous, curb it continuous edging. It lays low to the ground, making it easy to get closer with the mower. It's durable. You get a full 1 year everything warranty when it comes to installation or materials defects. You can make the yard look better than your neighbors until, of course, they catch on. Then they call curb it and it looks just as good as yours. Custom colors keep your wife happy as well. It improves the value of your home as well, makes it look much better. You can call curb it and let them help you plan it, then install it so you don't have to spend much time doing anything outdoors and you have a lot more time to spend in front of that big screen, which is, of course, where we all belong when it's football season. For more information, just check them out at Curbit, that's CURBIT.net. Give them a call or head to the website today.
Thanks, Derek. Doug and Daddy Show, live, Seed Corn Row, the Dyna Grow Building, lot 1131 of Husker Harvest Days, day 2 of 3. Glad to be here and hope that you can stop by and see us and see the gang as well as expanded the show today. Coming up in just a moment here, we're going to catch up with Kyle Vandenbosch from the Tennessee Titans, former Husker, will join us as well. But first, we go to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Lining. They have specialized in paintless dent repair for years. Stop by and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate today on the bricks downtown Kearney. This comes from Trenton Kearney, who says, I believe everything Bo Pelini, how'd that go, Bo Pelini? I believe everything Bo Pelini said in the press conference has been right on.
Yeah, it says, I think Coach Pelini has done a fantastic job in all aspects of these pressers. Billy C. Thanks, Trent.
From Billy C. Oh, Billy C. You got to get rid of Billy C. The Jets are 1-0 with Billy C.
Yeah, fabulous run game. Never looked better in New York.
You can fire off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We were talking a moment ago about the college volleyball going on tonight. There was some good high school matches last night. One of the state's number one teams beat last night. St. Paul beating Ravenna. Now, that's not a huge upset. It went 3 games. St. Paul's ranked in Class C1. I think they may be one of the best teams in the entire central portion of the state of Nebraska. I think they're going to have a lot to say when it comes to conference tournament time in C1. There are some good teams out there in the Luplat Conference again. And so with Ravenna split their game, St. Paul got them. They'll probably be meeting again. Kearney Catholic winning a pair of games against Minden and Gibbon last night. Overton got a couple of games. St. Cecilia beat Adams Central, Grand Island, an easy win over Lincoln Southeast last night as well. in some of the volleyball action that was going on around the area. Pleasanton picking up a couple of wins last night, too. So a lot more volleyball coming up. A great tournament. Kearney Catholic is actually hosting one this Saturday. Some state-rated teams like Seward from Class B, Wayne, Heartland, Hastings, St. Cecilia, defending C1 champion Ord. Of course, Kearney Catholic will be there. Tecama Herman comes in. There's a great eight-team field and a lot of great volleyball coming up this weekend. Minden is hosting the South Conference tournament, so a lot of that is going on. But we want to talk a little football, and Daddy, we invite anyone to come by and see us.
We'd love them to stop by and see us. We're in booth, lot 1131, Husker Harvest Days.
More excitement here at Husker Harvest Days. Great crowd and the Doug and Daddy Show Extended Edition. Glad to have you along with us. And, of course, here at Dynagrove, had a chance already to talk to Lauren Kaiser and everything that's going on. And, of course, Kai's former Husker, and he's making a half-honest living. And we've got to talk to a couple of guys today that are making an honest living in the NFL, Daddy.
Yeah, and anytime you're coming off a first-week win in the NFL and you have two tackles, one sack, and a forced fumble, you know you're earning your keep. And Kyle Vandenbosch joins us from the Tennessee Titans. Kyle, good morning, and thanks so much for letting us catch up with you.
You bet, guys. It's a pleasure to be back on with you.
Well, Bosh, week one is in. That's always the big one, and to start the season off with a win, huge. Take us through opening week for you guys, getting a win against a team that a lot of people had going deep into the playoffs and may still do that, but tell us a little bit about week one.
It was a good week one to prepare for. You know, I think as you work in the off season training camp, you want a big physical matchup just so your guys are ready for the season. You know, we were ready for what Jacksonville does best. We're ready for them for their running backs, for their running attack. And, you know, we just had the mindset that they weren't going to run the ball on us. And we felt that if we took that away from them, we could manage everything else, because what they do well is, you know, they get that run game started, and then Garrard is able to get things going with the play-action pass. And if you don't have a running game in the first half, your play-action pass isn't as effective in the second half. So really what we put together defensively on Sunday was just a dominant performance.
You know, anytime you're sacking the quarterback seven times, you're getting to him, getting pressure on him. Then Garrard's making poor decisions. And who's this defensive back, Cortland Finnegan? I guess he's becoming a household name in Tennessee.
Yeah, absolutely. In Nashville, he hasn't been a secret. I mean, he's been a big playmaker for us since he's been here. He's a seventh round draft pick from a small school, but he's been making plays since the day he got here. And actually, our front office had great foresight and signed him to an extension this offseason. And you know, I expect him to be a big name player in this league for a long time. But he went up and made some great plays. Had two big interceptions. You know, Garrard didn't throw that many interceptions last year. We got two right out of the gate. So he made some big time plays for us. And you know, defensively, on Sunday, we kept getting put in bad situations, and we just kept stepping up and answering the call. And so it was good to see him make those big plays for us.
Tennessee Titan defensive end Kyle Vandenbosch joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show here from Husker Harvest Days. Fourth year with the Tennessee Titans, started every single game. And I guess some bad news, it would seem, from the game as your quarterback Vince Young gets hurt. Then all of a sudden you hear some of the national media and the local media saying, well, maybe this team is better off with Kerry Collins, which I really find hard to believe, because if you're going to be better off with Kerry Collins, he'd have started in week one. Kyle, just kind of your thoughts on the injury and all that talk that's going on.
If Kerry Collins, you know, he's a great backup. He stepped in and did well for us last year. I think if we had felt that he was our best option, he would have been out there from the beginning. We feel that, you know, Vince gave us the best chance to win. Kerry Collins is going to give us a different type of offense. He is a pocket passer. He's comfortable sitting in the pocket, making his reads and finding the receiver. You know, I think what he'll do is he'll put us back to a more conventional offensive, you know, kind of our run game, obviously, but also just kind of drop back passing. And he proved effective doing that last year when we needed him. And I don't think anybody on this team will be in a state of panic if Vince isn't out there, but I fully expect, you know, that when Vince is healthy enough with his knee to come back, that he'll be the starting quarterback.
Kyle, talk about playing next to a Hall of Famer like Albert Hainsworth and what he does for your team up there wreaking some havoc.
I think until you see some of the things he does on tape, until you study what he does, you wouldn't believe it. It's he kind of changes our whole defense, because he doesn't really play a gap. You know, traditionally a defensive tackle will take their gap and, you know, not let anybody through it. But he just kind of runs off the ball and just throws people on the ground and makes things happen. And our whole defense just kind of plays off of him. Being on the same side as him in the run game, you know, it really takes away from my stats because most teams will run away from me. And I have to make all my plays pursuing in the run game. But in the pass game, it's really opened some things up for me because, you know, guards, if they double him with the guard in the center, the guard can't come off of him. And it gives me a lot of one-on-ones with the tackle. And if they're going to need to help the tackle, they're going to have to chip me with the back. So he really opens up my game a lot. He really changes our whole the face of our defense.
Well, it's a good thing you've got that lightning quick speed to run those guys down.
That's what I need. I need speed, and I just need to keep hustling. I need to be in shape because I'm having to run all the way to the other sideline to try to make tackles.
Kyle VandenBosch, former Husker Tennessee Titan, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show as we're broadcasting live on our extended edition today from Husker Harvest Days. Kyle, is this the best Tennessee team you've been a part of in 4 years, and what's it going to take that next step? What do you see gelling this year?
This is the most talented defense I've been on. You know, I don't think our offense is going yet. I think potentially it can be our best offense. As good as that sounds, our division is tough. The AFC is tough. It's really difficult to take that step from a good team to one of the elite teams in the AFC. So, you know, right now it's our issue was last year is we were good at times. We were very good at other times. And then we'd have let-up games. Last year we went to Cincinnati and got beat by a very average Cincinnati team pretty handily. And, you know, that's our challenge this week is we came out, had a big emotional win in week one, and now we go back to Cincinnati again, who struggled last week. But we can't afford to take them lightly because they still do have all those weapons on that team, and they can hurt you in a lot of different ways.
In your meetings, he referred to as Chad Johnson or Ocho Cinco.
I guess Ocho Cinco is the correct way to refer to him now. So I think it's actually Chad Ocho Cinco. So I guess if he got it done legally, I guess that's the way we should refer to him.
Kyle, after last week with Tom Brady going down, Peyton Manning and getting knocked off in his debut at Lucas Oil Stadium, and you go down, San Diego takes it on the chin to Carolina the last play of the game, do you guys feel that there's a balance shift in the balance of power in the AFC that's giving more teams like Tennessee a chance?
Yeah, I think there's a potential for that. I think the danger, you can't really predict a lot of things off of week one games or week one performances. We play well, but, you know, Indy's Indy. Indy's going to find ways to win. They're smart. But like you said, you look at the elite teams in the AFC last year, many of them struggled last week. You know, you can throw Cleveland into that mix. There could be a shift this year, and hopefully we're a part of it. But, you know, I don't know. It's only 1 week. I think you can start, you know, maybe about week five or six to, then start to make some predictions about how the AFC might unfold. But even then, you know, I think a couple of years ago, San Diego, maybe even last year, started off real bad and just made a real good run. So it's really difficult to tell the game part of the season.
Kyle VandenBosch, join us for just a couple more minutes here from Husker Harvest Days. All right, we've talked a lot of football, Kyle. Let's talk about what you were able to get done in the off season. I heard you have become an avid fisherman. Fill us in on this.
Yeah, I've always kind of fished here and there, went fishing this off season with Lauren Kaiser actually, and some of our other good friends, and really just had a good time. You know, to me, I'll never fish in tournaments. I'll never fish. I don't want it to become serious. I want fishing is kind of a social event for me, just to go out, relax, a little bit of a change of pace from the fast, aggressive lifestyle of football. But I really just enjoy it. To me, you know, other than maybe getting a sack or playing in football games, there's no feeling like reeling in a big fish.
Now, how are your hands? That's what I want to know.
My hands.
Weren't you jug fishing and something tore you?
Yeah, we went jug fishing. The lines tore up my hands, but when I was a Kaiser, nobody believed me, but we had a monster on, and I got it up to where I could just barely see it. It was the biggest catfish I've ever seen in my life, and he decided to turn on me and just snap the line. We had so many of them like that day. I think we had some monsters on there, but it's difficult to get them in the boat when you're jet fishing. So, you know, that's going to be our next challenge, is to get one of the big ones in the boat.
Well, Kyle, it sounds like things are pointed in the right direction. Everything's going well with you, and we wish you the best of luck and sure appreciate catching up with you again here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck this weekend and throughout the season.
Thanks, guys. It was my pleasure.
Kyle VandenBosch of the Tennessee Titans joining us here live from Husker Harvest Days, lot 1131, Dynagro Building. You know, VandenBosch, he's just, in the last 4 years, it's just totally different, Tony. I think we talked about this when we've talked with him previously, but it's just different. He is an NFL pro football player. Started every game so far for Tennessee. He's not what he was 4 years ago. He's not what he was when he left the Huskers. He's not what he was when he came out of Iowa. He is a legit NFL pro football player, pro bowler.
Well, if you want to break it down further, Doug, I think it's one of those situations where that defense of Tennessee, oh, and you can start break down individual positions, but their defense is one of the best in the NFL and has an opportunity to be, especially with that front line of theirs. And anytime you get a push, Albert Haynesworth, there's a Hall of Fame. Kyle VandenBosch, you know what, a couple more years, and I think he's going to enter that same category too. Now, they've got to be pretty frustrated with the way things are going with that offense, and they're going to have to put some points on the board. You know, it's hard to go out every Sunday and say, hey, if we held them less than two touchdowns, we win. If we don't, we lose.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun when you're scoring points from a fan's point of view. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Steve Warren is going to join us right after this.
Arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
ESPN SportsCenter.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the SportsCenter update on ESPN. Well, the Nebraska football team is preparing for Saturday's ball game against New Mexico State. The Aggies are expected to use a 3-3-5 defense against the Huskers. Nebraska quarterback Joe Gans calls it weird. Nebraska head coach Bo Pelini says it's unusual.
Just going off the defensive coordinator's past and looking at what he's done in the past, and they do some unusual things. So there's a lot to prepare for. I don't know, really. I don't know. I have much background with that defense, but like I say, they do a lot of different things and a lot of different alignments, and it's unusual. Their guys kind of all over the place. And so from our standpoint, we just got to execute.
One of the Aggies' defensive strategies is confusion, giving opposing offenses multiple looks and moving players around before the ball is snapped. Offensive coordinator Sean Watson says they build a plan based on the information they have and will try to anticipate any adjustments. Kickoff for the game is set for 6 o'clock at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Pregame show begins at 1 o'clock on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, and we'll also have the game on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at 5:10. Nebraska head coach Bo Pelini says different facts led to his different decisions on how to discipline two players with off-field legal problems. Pelini kicked defensive lineman Kevin Dixon off of the team before the start of preseason practice. He reinstated offensive lineman Andy Christensen on Monday.
Dixon was let off. He was let off for disciplinary issues. The multiple offenses, a number of offenses, and I think I made my statement on Christensen. Everybody knows the situation there. It's two different situations, and that's how I approach things. I said a long time ago, I look at each situation specific to the circumstances. And I have to get the facts. I let the facts play out. I mean, I look at them all, and I make my decision based on the facts. And that's all I can go with.
Dixon faced misdemeanor charges in two separate cases, one for marijuana possession, the other one for public urination. Both cases were dismissed. Christensen was acquitted of first-degree sexual assault last week, but he still faces sentencing for two related misdemeanor charges. Hastings St. Cecilia beat Adams Central in high school volleyball action last night at the Chapman Gym. The scores were 25-13, 23-25, 25-19, 25-23. Elsewhere in volleyball action last night, Aurora beat Columbus. Grand Island beat Lincoln Southeast, and Silver Lake knocked off Blue Hill. At the Kearney Catholic Triangular, Kearney Catholic beat Minden 25-14, 25-22. Kearney Catholic beat Gibbon 25-7, 25-8, and Minden over Gibbon 25-19, 25-14. Hastings College ranked number 20 in the latest NAIA college volleyball ratings, and Hastings will take on Midland Lutheran tonight. That's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
The time to quit worrying about what to make for the big game is right now. Eliminate the anxiety by calling Godfather's Pizza in Kearney for their mouth-watering game day specials. Choose from a wide variety of toppings and appetizers. No matter how big or how small the game, Godfather's is always waiting to serve you. So say goodbye to the pregame headache and give Godfather's Pizza a call. Located in the 56th Street Plaza, Kearney.
Moonlight Custom Screen Print and Embroidery are currently searching for a full-time graphic artist. If you are self-motivated and detail-oriented, experienced in Illustrator and Corel Draw, and would enjoy working for a locally owned and operated company who offers paid holidays and vacation, call 308-237-0397 or stop by and apply today at Moonlight Printing, 1925 Avenue A in Kearney. Also looking for a part-time, possibly full-time person experienced in embroidery or screen printing. Moonlight Custom Printing and Embroidery, now hiring.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only.
And the Doug and Daddy Show continues live from Husker Harvest Days, Lot 1131 on Seed Corn Row in the beautiful Dynagro building where folks, Daddy, have been coming in all day long, finding out more about Dynagro and the guys and the folks and the farmers and ranchers that already have found out about Dynagro. You know what? I think everybody I've seen here had a smile on their face today.
Well, everybody except for the boss, because he's running around with his head cut off. We finally caught up with Dinah Dave. Dave, thank you so much for having us over here again. We've saw your brand grow over the last couple of years when you've been with us, and we've certainly seen it in the second year we've been here. The numbers are outstanding, and the people that come in and find you are really unsurpassed.
Yeah, in less than 10 years, Dinah Girls became a top 10 program. Customers are happy. They're smiling. That's why seen that smile on your face here at Husker Harvest Days.
We talked with Lauren earlier in the show about some of the things that have been new in the last year or two. What's really taken off? What are your folks need to know?
Well, traits in the seed has been big the last 5 or 6 years. So the new VT triple and the Dynagro hybrids is very impressive this year and doing what they're expected to do. And a lot of new VT hybrids coming up. Customers are pretty excited about
two or three hybrids in which you guys have just came out with. We read them off to people. What's the one or two that you're really excited about, Dave?
Well, 57 VL7 is a new 113-day VT triple. We have quite a bit of it out this year and going to have our leader next year. We got another new hybrid called 57 V77. It's looking real good this year, so that'd be our top one to two hybrids in this area, at least central Nebraska.
Obviously, as we know, some of the fields did get what they wanted this year because of hail or rain or things like that. How did Dynagro come through this 2008 season?
Well, a lot of fields had their challenges this year, too wet early, too much hail in some areas, not enough heat units through August, but things are shaping up pretty good and going to be a real good harvest here. So.
Well, Dave, we appreciate you having us over here. Good to catch up with you again. Enjoy the rest of the Husker Harvest Days.
I appreciate you guys coming in, and good to see you again this year and look forward to this fall.
Keep up the good work.
Yo, Huskers.
Dinah Dave joining us here on the Dinah Grow 10 here at Husker Harvest Days, lot 1131 on Seed Corn Row.
Dinah Dave actually had an opportunity last weekend. He was at Ohio State.
Yeah, you can call me Friday night.
Well, see, he was hanging out with Frank. Him and Frank were
retired.
Did he have supper or did they just go straight on to talking football?
It was all football. There was no supper.
Exactly. No cocktail hour there. That's good to know. Good to know. 1-888-455-ESPN. Got a couple of things I want to pass along here before we hear from Steve Warren, former, currently the coach of Omaha Beef. NAIA National Soccer Rankings, Hastings College men, after beating one of the top three teams in the program. They're only 2-2, but getting that big win, they move up to number 21 in the country after beating the number 2 team in the country last weekend.
Good for them. I think that's exciting for that program, a step in the right direction.
So that's what's going on there. We'll keep you up to date on the rest of the world of sports when we get done here in just a moment. But right now we go back to the Dent Popper inbox. Derek, what do we got?
Now this comes from Adam in Holdridge. Wow, was that Bill Belichick press conference rich? Could he come off as any more smug and arrogant? Quote, we have always taught our players that it is in their responsibility to hit the quarterback above the knees and below the shoulders, end quote. Oh my, how quickly we forget the past. Has anyone else seen the video of Vince Wilfork diving at J.P. Lossman with his elbow extended? I hate to see a player the magnitude of Tom Brady be lost for a season, but to have it stuck to Belichick like that, it kind of makes you wonder if there's such thing as karma. Who made the dirtiest team, coached by the dirtiest coach, the moral authority on dirty plays? Guess if you're going to lecture someone on a topic, you might as well have a thorough understanding of it. Lastly, Randy
Moss. You didn't send that, did you, you Buffalo Bill fan?
No, unfortunately I didn't, but he goes on to say here, lastly, Randy Moss, shut up. You have a lot to say about dirty plays considering half the passes you catch start with you pushing off of the defensive backs. That from Adam and Holdridge. He not happy. And it looks like we lost the guys again. Experience.
No, right here for
right
you, buddy.
Okay,
right here for you.
I'm sorry, sorry. I thought we were having some technical difficulties again there.
No, just waiting to hook up with Steve Warren there back at the studios, and we'll hear from Steve here in just a second. But again, a reminder, stop by and see us, even though we'll be done off the air before we go back into Mike Tirico and Scott Van Pelt here in just a little bit. We'll be here for a while, of course, all day today and all day tomorrow. Lauren and Dave and the entire gang here at Dynagrow Seeds will be here for you at Dynagrow Seeds, Seed Corn Row, Lot 1131 at Husker Harvest Days.
Husker Harvest Days continuing here just outside Grand Island. Another lovely day, and as we've been talking football all day long, we're going to continue to do that here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Catching up with another former Husker, also went into the NFL draft, a member of the Green Bay Packers back in 2000, and then went on, played a little bit of the Arena League, and now resides in Omaha, and we'll talk about his dream organization, and he's currently the head coach of the Omaha Beef, and we're pleased to welcome Steve Warren to the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, how's it going today?
I'm good. I can't complain. I woke up this morning, and that's all that counts.
Well, I'll tell you what, some days after football gets started, it's a little dicey on the hosts of this show, so I'm just glad that we made it through, too. You know, you're looking at what's going on, and we'll get right into football here in a little bit, but let's start with taking over the Omaha Beef. We joked before when we were setting up the interview that we had an indoor football team in the Tri-Cities, and it was fun for a while, but coaching the team seems to only be about a third of what you have to do time-wise when you're in this league.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of off-the-field stuff, trying to get guys set up with jobs and, you know, making sure that they're comfortable in their living situation. So it's a whole lot that goes into it, you know, given that we do house them and, you know, have to feed them half the time. So it's I always tell people that I'm raising 30 other kids besides my own.
Well, Steve, how different and how many rule changes are you having to go through year in and year out? It seems like they change them every year.
Well, this year is going to be completely different because we merged with another league. So right now we're looking to have anywhere from 20 to possibly 30 teams, they're saying, start next year. So we've got teams coming from Alaska all the way down to Louisiana into Texas. So and then they had different rules. They were a little bit more of the Arena One. We're a little bit more of an indoor feel of outdoor football is what we were playing. So we're just trying to get those rules kind of merged together and see where we all land. Hopefully it sticks to what we were doing because that's more football than what arena football actually is, and it's a little bit more exciting to coach because there's more strategy involved. So we'll see in the next few weeks what the changes will be, and, you know, whatever it is, we got to deal with it and try to win with it.
Steve Warren joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So Omaha Beef being put into this league on a playing level, where are you right away? Are you going to be the tops of this league, or are you going to have to work your way up to compete with some of these other teams?
We feel like we're going to be the tops of the league. You know, we had a good season last year. We're keeping our core players around that we felt really really made our team tick and made our team go, and we're building on that, hopefully bringing in some new blood and some fresh blood and some exciting guys that can make things happen on the field. So, you know, we plan on being towards the top of the league, if not the top.
Steve, you're a coach of the Omaha Beef, but that's not the only thing you're involved in. Something that's just a wonderful deal is your Dream organization. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Dream is the organization that I founded in 2005 when I was transitioning out of football, trying to figure out what I was going to do with the rest of my life. And basically the whole concept is, you know, we just want to help. And we work with at-risk youth. We give cars away. This November we're scheduled to give away 3 cars to needy families. We have 3 after-school programs that we have right now currently running, and we're adding more every day. More and more people are calling us to come in and ask us to mentor in these schools. Our scholarship program, if I didn't mention that already. So it's a little bit of everything. It's a really well-rounded organization. I've got some good people surrounding me, lots of help from the community, and we're just trying to get out there and do our part.
Steve Warren joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Everyone thinks the Midwest values, not that many problems. Even in the small towns, when you get west from Omaha and Lincoln, there's problems. What are the problems that you're seeing in Omaha when you're trying to help these kids out?
A lot of the problems that I see is just basically the breakdown in family.
Yeah.
You know, single-parent homes, And even if there are two parents in the homes, they're not really spending the time with their kids just to teach them values. The backbone of our organization is basically character. What we deal a lot with when we mentor and go out and talk to kids is life skills, because a lot of these kids aren't getting that at home, just the simple values of respect, common courtesy. Citizenship is really big on how to be a productive citizen. Conflict management, a lot of these kids, they just don't get the values that a lot of us are taught by our mothers and fathers on how to deal with things on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, some of these kids, you see that they're raising themselves. I've had kids that, you know, have had last year up to 22 tardies, 22 lates in the first 2 months of school. And that's just simply because their parents are out partying all night, and they've got 6-7 people, other people living in the home, and nobody values education. Nobody values, you know, a healthy lifestyle. So the breakdown of family is the main issue of what I see of what's going on in our society today.
Steve Warren joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Husker Harvest Days. Many remember Big Steve, number 96, for the defensive line of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, part of that 1997 national championship team. Steve, I guess when you look back and then talk about Nebraska football from where it was, then they took the hiatus into the Callahan era and to where they are now, just your overall thoughts.
I mean, it's been a bumpy ride since Kaiser and I have left, and you know, we were in the glory days, and we were fortunate that we came into the program at a time, you know, winning back-to-back national championships, in a time to where Nebraska was the tops. Nebraska was USC, the USC and the Texas of today and the Oklahoma of today. We were the team that everybody was talking about and the team that everybody's gunning for. Then, you know, we went through that slide, and you know, things went different ways, and now we're just trying to rebuild. But we've got the right people back in place with Coach Osborne at the top, Bo Pelini at the helm at the coaching staff. And they got a great coaching staff, Ron Brown being back, and some other Barney Cotton, some familiar play faces to Nebraska football. So, you know, I think that chemistry is going to be built back. And hopefully these guys, you know, they start gaining confidence with more and more wins early in this season. You know, they had it tough another day, but that's a character builder. So hopefully they can build off of it and, you know, do good things this year and build towards the future.
Steve, you bring up Tom Osborne, obviously, with his teammates program. How much did that help you and inspire you to your dream organization?
You know, Coach Osborne was really influential on just every part of me. Each player that came across in his life, just, you know, he's somebody that you could look at and just say, you know, if I was to try to mold myself after somebody, this would be somebody that I'd like to be like someday. You know, somebody that's honest, that's a real, real character person, that's there for you. You know, he's got your back. And so he's always been influential in my life. And, you know, anything I do, sometimes you have to take that, and you say, well, you know, Coach Osborne told us this, or Coach McBride told us this, and I still live off of some of those little nuggets that they told us, you know, when I was an 18-year-old kid coming into college. You know, I still use those same sayings and those same values and kind of measure things that I'm going through in my day-to-day life even today.
Chat with Steve Warren here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Husker Harvest Days just outside of Grand Island. Steve, also, you know, Coach Osborne, that's the time he retired. Most of your playing time actually came under Coach Solich, and obviously, as you said, Coach McBride, who was probably number one as far as coaching influence, as far as on the field. Take us through what that's like when you come in, you're expecting to play for one guy, got a lot of kids that are playing, obviously, on this year's Husker team that have to get used to a new coaching staff. What was that like for you?
For us, it was, you know, it was a little bit of a shock for all of us, I think. You know, you come in, like you say, and you're expecting to play 4 years for one guy, the guy that recruited you, the guy that you, you know, gave your verbal commitment to, and to have that guy leave. You know, we all know that Coach Osborne left for health reasons, so you can't blame anybody for that. You got to take care of your body and your mind. So, but it's difficult because, you know, you've given into this program thinking that the one man is going to be there that you've talked to and you've been through the process of recruiting with. And then when he leaves, you know, you kind of have to go to another mindset and say, you know, now I've got this coach and now I have to adapt to his coaching style, which we had Coach Solis. So it wasn't much of a change of philosophy or what we were trying to do when I was here. So it was for the guys that left from, you know, Solis to Callahan, that's completely different. You go from a culture of, you know, smash mouth football to a little bit more finesse football, and, you know, not so much of a family chemistry, but more of an NFL mentality. So that's two totally different mentalities than what we had, you know, when I was there.
Yeah, went from a winning mentality to a losing mentality.
Yeah, real fast. But, you know, like I say, Bo Pelini's back, Coach Osborne's back, so all that will change around real fast.
Steve, a couple more football questions before we let you slide out of here. Obviously, you're coaching the Omaha Beef now, and for the folks that don't know, as we mentioned in the open there, you have some experience playing arena football, and you had to go through injuries when you were with the Packers. So, you know, up and down, you know about all these injuries that we've seen in week one just this year in NFL football. You can kind of relate with some of these guys that you're coaching that have tried to keep their football career alive.
Yeah, definitely. I can definitely relate because I know still wanting to go out and play and having the passion to play. And, you know, a lot of these guys are young. I'm talking 22, 23-year-old men that are, you know, they don't really know what they want to do with the rest of their lives. And, you know, they plan on playing football. So this is a way for them to actually, you know, continue their career. Thank God for Arena One and Canadian football, because this gives guys a way that they can still go out and make a decent living and still be a part of the game. And the Omaha Beef, you know, what I see is the Omaha Beef is being a stepping stone to get into to Arena One and outdoor back into Canada. And we've even had guys go to the NFL. So, you know, this is a way to keep your career going and keep your playing days going and, you know, not have to grow up so fast.
Steve, obviously your playing days in the NFL were with the Green Bay Packers. Can you talk a little bit about that experience? And obviously Brett Favre continuing his career outside of Green Bay, but kind of an incredible story that he's now a New York Jet.
Yeah, my playing days in Green Bay were, you know, they were great. I spent three, four years there. Unfortunately, had the injury my first year, so it wasn't everything that I wanted it to be. But at the same time, you know, the Packers gave me a opportunity to do better things with my life outside of football, and you know, kind of gave me a springboard to kind of propel myself, you know, further in life. So, you know, everything that they helped me out with in the NFL, you know, what they did for me, I can't complain at all. And Brett not being there, you know, I don't think anybody could have said that they'd ever see Brett Favre in another uniform, but that's the way the NFL is, you know, here today, gone tomorrow, and on to another team.
He was a member of the 97 National Championship, drafted 74th overall, third round by the Green Bay Packers in 2000, played some arena football. Now he's the head coach of the Omaha Beef and, of course, head of the great organization known as Dream. If you want more information, you can log on to the website there and find out more about that. And living in Omaha, got a great family, and sounds like those kids are a handful too, Steve.
Oh, yeah, they keep me going every day. And, you know, I just had my third child, and it was a son. I had two girls before that, so I got a little balance in the house.
Well, Steve, we sure appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keep up the great work, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys.
Steve Warren joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to thank Steve for catching up with us right towards the end of our broadcast, the extended Doug and Daddy Show from Husker Harvest Days. Steve's got a lot of things going on. Not everybody's going to play football the rest of their life. Not everybody made billions of dollars playing football, but Steve Warren doing some good things, Tony, with his program and coaching the Omaha Beef. So still got a little of that football itch in his blood.
He's still around it. You know, these guys go out of their way, and, you know, any of those farmer hustlers, you get Chris Dishman, who's helping out Lincoln Northstar. Anytime they get a chance to be around it, you know, Grant Winstrom. Had to coach, had to be around the game. A lot of them do, and good for them.
Some of them didn't like it, though. Well, obviously, one more bit of note coming down here during the Doug and Daddy Show. Maybe one of the reasons, Daddy, the Saints are a pick'em against Washington this weekend is because all-pro wide receiver Marcus Colston is out 4 to 6 weeks with a pinky injury.
You know what? Milt Tenefer was standing here, and I said, you know, Milt, you ever had somebody out with 4 to 6 weeks with a pinky injury? I just said, you've broken three of their other fingers to make sure they have an injury to be out for.
Well, it's hard to believe, but that's what's going on. Kind of quiet as far as that. A lot more coming up back in studio tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be catching you up and getting ready for this weekend's college and NFL action. A lot of good games out there. USC, Ohio State, Beanie Wells cleared to play for the Buckeyes.
Will that game even be close? You've got
to. I don't know. Now, yesterday, listening to some other sports talk shows, they went to kind of your Bible. Phil Steele comes out with his picks every week. He picked USC, Ohio State, and took Ohio State for the straight-up win.
Yeah, boy, after last week, it's just so tough to imagine that happening. You got USC goes across the country to Virginia and just absolutely pile drives that team. You get Ohio State struggles with Ohio program, 37-point favorite. A 37-point favorite. They struggled with them. Had it not been for a punt return with two blocks of back to get away, I mean, that game's a lot closer than that.
He also picked South Carolina for the straight-up upset of Georgia. So he's picking 1 and 2 to go down this weekend.
And that's a team that just lost to Vanderbilt. Is Phil's drinking or smoking other things?
Well, that's exactly what must be going on. But we'll get your picks because, you know, you're 100% accurate at all times. Some great picks coming up from Daddy, college and pro.
Well, the former Huskers keep rolling. Rod Reynolds here with us. You know, great to have Rod in the building with us. All the way from Lexington. You know, we'll talk to him a little bit off the air about this Lexington team. 2-0. That's the biggest surprise to me of this high school football season. I bring it up to Stu Potts. I bring it up. You know, that's amazing. 2-0 for Lexington. Good for them, and congratulations, because nobody saw that coming.
Well, and one other great resurgence I've seen, off to a 2-0 start so far this year, the Farwell Panthers, junior high football team, off to a 2-0 start from what we understand. And the former star from Farwell, and Lauren Kyes back with us here at the Dynagrove building, lot 1131. Kyes, have you been inducted into the Farwell Hall of Fame yet with the Lucas Savages?
We didn't have a football team. I had to play volleyball.
He's being honest, but I've heard this story.
I tell you what, I look sexy with knee pads, though.
Oh, Lord, Lorna, moving on. We had a chance to talk to Lorna at the beginning of the show, and as he said, had a chance to catch up with some of his former teammates, Steve Warren, Kyle Vandenbosch, Russ Hochstein. You've got a chance to see these guys lately. They're enjoying life right now.
They're doing well. They're having a lot of fun.
Lorna, Steve Warren, talking to him the other day when you were setting up the interview for Carlos Polk, you kind of have an update on Carlos and what he's going through. People know that he played for the San Diego Chargers, was released. It'll be interesting to see how that affects him with Merriman going down in the last day.
It will be interesting because, you know, he was going around trying out for some different teams, going through physicals and all that stuff, but I haven't heard if he's been picked up yet. I guess get you guys to talk with Steve, but I would imagine they might get a phone call back from the Chargers.
It's kind of amazing. Some of the guys that you used to play with still rolling around in the National Football League, and doing the fact that Russ and Kyle, you know, from the day they were drafted, things are a whole lot different than they are today, and they're both doing very well.
Very well. I mean, if you look, I mean, Kyle's tearing it up. He's going to have another year. Russ is coming off an injury, but I mean, Russ has been a swingman on a Super Bowl championship team for, 6 years now? So, I mean, Russ is doing well. He's just kind of filling the situations they need him for. But, you know, little Kelsey's doing good up in Buffalo. Everybody's just having, you know, the Brown boys.
Yeah,
there's
kicker.
A lot of guys that I've played with. Yeah, even a kicker.
Mike, Ralph, Chris, Josh, all those Browns. Not all brothers, but all Browns from the Huskers.
Yes, they are.
Talk about Vandenbosch's hands with this jug fishing deal. Were they bleeding? Was it bad? We talked to him about it a little bit. How big were these catfish?
I don't believe any of the stories. He said he had it up to the side of the boat, but I never saw it. But the line did break. I'm thinking it was a tree or something like that.
Well, Laura, before we get out of here, again, this is just day two, starting to wind down a little bit here at Husker Harvest Days. You guys are up and going tomorrow as well. Outstanding crowds have been through so far the first 2 days.
This has been very well this year. I've been going pretty good this year, but you know, people start kind of keep running around, and then they usually remember that we have a pretty good VIP lounge for the afternoon and swing back by, and you know, we do little plot tours out back. Corn did get hailed, like you said earlier, but you can still get some good out of it. So encourage everybody to swing back by later today after you get done walking around, and we'll sit down with you.
New motto, ditch the zeros, come be with the heroes. Lot 1131, Dynagrow, it's where it's at.
Thanks for coming on, guys.
Kyes, thanks so much. Lauren Kaiser among our hosts here from the Dynagrow building, Seed Corn Row, Husker Harvest Day, Lot 1131. And, Derek, anything we need to clean up back at the studio?
Looks like we're pretty clear here. One correction, I passed some bad information along to you guys. Marcus Colston is out with a torn thumb ligament, actually, 4 to 6 weeks there.
Oh, so that would hurt.
So other than that, we're good to go.
All right, buddy. Daddy?
Well, now he's like the action guy. What's that show?
Tony Reale.
Tony Reale. Comes,
it's not on the NFL Network. I know you have no idea what it is.
I put Tony Reale to shame, guys.
Yes, you do, by the way. I will give you credit for that. Coming up on the show tomorrow, among our guests, Fred Abujan, head volleyball coach at Hastings College. They're hosting a big tournament this weekend, moving into number 20 in the national ranking. They're home tonight against Midland Lutheran. UNK is at UNO tonight. We've got a variety of other guests. We'll be catching up, talking a little more high school and college football, and getting you ready. Big week two going on this weekend. We want to thank all the fine folks that joined us on the program today, including Milt Tennifer, former Husker assistant coach, joining us live here at the Dyna-Gro building. We also had a chance to catch up with Kyle VandenBosch from the Tennessee Titans. Russ Hochstein also joined us today, of course, with the world champion New England Patriots, not defending, but he's got the rings to prove it. Also, the head football coach at New Mexico State, Hal Mummy. Bob Jensen from Husker Land Prep and former Husker and head football coach Steve Warren joining us just a moment ago from the Omaha Beef. Tomorrow, more show going on. I want to thank Lauren and Dave and Charlie and all the gang here at the Dyna-Gro building. Stop by, see them. It's going on the rest of today and tomorrow. Seed Corn Row, 11:31 at Husker Harvest Days.
Look forward to seeing you here this afternoon, or have a great day, people. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.